Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're
the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned.
And they were singing, Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Let me preface whatever's going to happen in the future with the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens have to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown. Truly, I did my due diligence because it's my dedicated duty. Fuck bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome up with time to me. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
Oh, that would be grand.
Only if you would see my friend.
But first, you must understand.
They pathologically pretend.
Hoping to get you on the ship
and persuade you to agree with them.
And that's it,
man. It'll never cease to end.
Perpetual conflict.
Free again.
Indeed, you could take the shackles off.
But have you ever really been?
According to maritime admiralty law,
you never will be free, my friend.
If you fail to reclaim
your tax money they freely spend on wars that never seem to end. United States is not a country, but a corporation, contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate, your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your respective state. Not a citizen of the U.S., domiciled in Washington, D.C., oh yes. Prior to 1921, upon arrival, the birth of babies was recorded in the family Bible. But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles, so they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slaves' children, becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. The Social Security Act, written by actors, manufactured to make it look like a beautiful package. Too bad you never heard the news. The Social Security Act equals voluntary servitude. Notice the deceptive line. You bow to tyranny again. And voluntarily, my friend, 14th Amendment citizen, you better learn to speak to them if you want to be free again.
The President of the United States don't answer to the Queen. He answers to some shadowy cat that you've never seen. Frank Van de Cliff wrote about it in the Evening Post. Now the creature from Jekyll Island is robbing you blind while he's smiling at you, cause he's just a ghost.
To get a job in America, you need an SSN.
To go to work in Canada, you need a card people call a SIN. They've changed the names, but it's all the same, no matter where you've been.
They declared an emergency in 1933, and it certainly speaks to the state you're in.
I got a son that I cannot call a kid. If I have my way, I'ma get him off the grid.
I got a beautiful girl named Sophie on the way. And if they try to stick a little chip in my children's forgets a gazillion, they really gonna have to pay. Really gonna have to pay. 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 Pay.
You have no fear anymore. You're completely free.
Substance abuse is at an all-time high worldwide, and the most dangerous are the ones prescribed. Terrorism, drunk drivers, AIDS, and swine flu. Doctors murder more than all of them combined do. I just came from my local chain store, and the clerk asked me if I wanted to donate for the cure. I looked at her and tried to remain cool and said anybody who makes a contribution to that is a fool. Her expression was that of, I never. I said, I can tell and I think you better. Give it a try, stop living a lie. Look up once in a while, see the shit in the sky. Caught up in the zombie apocalypse, walking down the street staring at your iPhone 6. Legal drugs murder millions every year, that's a fact. But they won't dare take the Prozac or the rack. For that would be blasphemous to the medical mafia disastrous. The FDA, all crooks, all thugs. They want the whole population hooked on drugs. Be it the smack sold on their black markets or psychotropic shit in their well-lit office. Dope fiends got a plant that can save them, but the methadone is money and they can't have kratom. Production increased 90% and it went to American cities so freely. New York, Baltimore, Philly, D.C. Just do the math to understand where it started. We had the most powerful black tar on the market. The aristocracy embraced the deliberate effort to get your children hooked on poppy seed waste, only to be replaced by another toxin. Get them on methadone and suboxone. Coke, crack, smack, Prozac, elaspam. They're all controlled by the very same exact plan. The plan might be difficult to fathom, but understand this, they will never stop kratom.
Thank you. Hello, folks. I'm sorry. We're having some difficulties. And as you can see, we're still having them. But thank you all for coming. And let me play something and we can try to get into the show. Tonight is going to be open discussion.
Well, we got a huge deficit.
Mine.
Federal government's got a $4.5 trillion deficit. I heard it on the news.
Yeah, we're balanced, baby. Come on. Yeah, we're balanced, baby.
I make my living off the evening news.
What do you say to that?
Just give me something. Something I can use.
Because
people love it when you lose. They love your dirty laundry.
The next day I watched the follow up and saw my views totally distorted.
Well, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here.
I'm more angry about it than you are.
I just gotta look good. I don't gotta be clear.
Swinging like pendulums. I'm anchoring the newscast when the tools blast. Osama's coming, get your children out of school fast. Tune in, I'll make it worth your while as I report a triple murder suicide with a big smile. I wish I could do this news naked. Diddy don't want this joint, well, I'll take it. They don't know how to handle it. I'm on some robe and sandals, mucking up the whole panel. I'll come and dismantle it. You wanna have a discussion, but you ain't saying nothing. And if you start making sense, your microphone I'm cutting. My style's fair and balanced. Fuck what you heard of. I'm the only captain can outfox with Roberta. And Bill O'Reilly, really ridiculous. Won't you pick one psychotic personality? Stick with it. They can never fuck with Yum Yum, man. God, what it takes.
Shut up.
I have them looking like some dum-dums trying to hide their mistakes.
That's it, I'm not gonna say anymore.
Put your foot up on the brakes. I got your dirty laundry.
Totally contradicted himself.
His statements are contradictory.
There's a lot of information that contradicts.
Yeah, I know you wanna get the story out before your foes. I know you're looking for the glory.
I'm only telling you this, 'cause I don't want you to get
think that's funny?
Don't twist it.
There's a very dangerous point, being that they have already accomplished control and ownership of the wealth of this country from the public. The public now becomes a liability. So it is in their interest right now to eliminate a good chunk of the public.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. I'm sorry we had some difficulties there for a minute, so I'm sorry that y'all had that air.
You missed the perfect monologue, too. Perfect monologue.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, because you had yourself muted?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to sign myself into a psychiatric hospital tomorrow, or tonight, maybe. So early.
Well, you think you can press rewind and give it to us again?
I did a beautiful monologue. I even liked it. That's sad.
Well, you think you can give it to us again since we missed it?
All right. Okay. We're all in prison. Give it up. Forget it. You have no rights. Freedom's over. Have a good day. No, that's not how it went.
Oh. Okay.
I'll get into it a little later in the show. The show's going to get pretty exciting, so I've really got some fun stuff to talk about. Everybody's going to love it. Guarantee it. Sorry, folks, about the technical difficulty and my stupidity, but the system is not at fault. I thought I was talking to you. My light was red in the studio, but my light was not red on the phone system. So my fault, my bad. Excuse me. Please forgive me. You can kick my ass later. Just set up an appointment with my secretary. I appreciate it. Anyway, I got into this earlier. I talked to you, and I said, you know, I'm really right where it's way to go tonight. I'm going to run this for about a week. We're going to run this the whole series, so people can understand a little better. I think it's time to wake some people up. It's time to do some destruction. But it's actually called construction, constructing the mind. That's what needs to be done. People need to wake up, shake off the bullshit, and get their eyes open. Because we do live in a prison. You just don't know it. You don't think that. You might call me crazy. But until you get in that situation, the fun thing about it, there's other ways of the mind setting in the judicial system. You know, a person gets arrested, and they forget about it. They get out there and feel about it. They don't think about it anymore. It's like a forget memory. They know that. They know you forget all that. It's no big deal. It's like having surgery. You forget about it.
Really?
So there's no rehabilitation in the system. Of course. Yeah, you know you've been
there.
You
go to jail and you forget about it?
No, no, no. When you get out of jail, when you go to jail and then you get out, you forget about being in jail. Because you don't want to remember. That was horrible. It sucked. You know?
Yeah, but wouldn't that be something that you would need?
Forget about it. No. No.
I mean, I'm saying to keep you out of it, you know, so you don't go back.
Young kids, young children, teenagers up to, say, 30, 35, well, 35 are white. People that of age, okay, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people, they would get locked up and go to jail, okay? So they stayed in there 5 days, they're crying, their first time in jail. You know, a real crybaby, they think you're going to get molested and whatever else in prison and jail. So they're sitting there 5 days, scared to death, mommy, daddy bullshit, I didn't do that, and all the bullshit lies are going to try to get you kind of way out, which usually a spoiled child acts like that. Okay, so they get out like, standing shit, that makes me a bigger, badder motherfucker, you know what I mean? I've been in jail. I'm real Billy badass now. They change their whole demeanor.
You know what I mean? My.
They make it look like
it's a good thing.
And then they forget about it. What's the reason? Why did you get put in the first place, man? What are you thinking? Why would you do the same thing over again? But they do. Am I right or wrong?
Lord, I don't know. I mean, I can only assume that you're right. I mean, I didn't know that you just push it out of your memory.
I have been to jail. I have been to jail before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there.
But see, you remember?
You know, it's no big deal. Yeah, I remember.
It's no big deal. Well, I think it's a big deal, but that's me.
But it is a big deal. There's a problem. People say it's no big deal. Okay, so what? Who gives a shit? That's right. But think about it. It costs you money.
Yeah.
It costs you time. it might not be working at that point in time, but something could have popped up, you won the lottery at that minute, whatever. You lost that amount of time. You even lost time, you even have time taken from you and money. Time and money. That's logical. It's logical common sense. It costs time and money. Now,
yeah,
you know, I don't.
Well, Doc said, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. And, Doc, I can't do the time, so I can't do the crime.
Yes, I get that. That's a good old theme from Beretta. It's cool. I like that foot, too. I need to try to find it. I don't think there's any Beretta. I haven't looked on YouTube. Wow. I will note that. We'll do that later. But, it's the court system's a trick bag. You know, when we go down to the birth certificate, what I was talking about earlier, you know, through several times I talked about that, and that's what it is. You are not claimed. Remember I said your parents did not claim you. They have no ownership to the title of you.
Yeah.
They think they do, but they don't. They never told them this. This is a lie they told you. Until this day, it still goes on today. That's what we got to scope on. Claim the name. Claim your name. Claim ownership of that name. Because if not, there's no way you can dispute a contract. There's nobody on the other end of the open paper of you. See what I mean? Get the scam?
I know that.
Courts work under contracts.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have tried to get out of that.
But that shows there's a debtor's prison still, and there's, you know, debtor's prison in prison. Debtor's prison is what actually it is. That's exactly what it is. Like
same place.
Prison.
Okay.
All in one big basketball right there. There you go. One stop shopping. Contracts. And that's how they do it. So and now.
Well, Ron, I don't
want to
go
the
there.
Constitution, martial law can only be declared during war, right?
Mm-hmm. So they keep a war.
We've always been in one. We've always been in a war. So that means we're under martial law. That's why Obama's not really having a big issue about signing all these executive orders. There's no way to stop him. Think about it.
Yeah.
Does that sound crazy?
Because right now, what's the war on now? War on poverty?
Who knows?
We still on the war
if
on...
If we're at war, we're under martial law. I mean, I'm fucking wrong and crazy. You know, let me know. I'm sure they're going to say I'm certifiable now, but that's not the point. We are under war.
Yeah.
Under the Constitution, we
are
under
martial
law.
Yeah, I mean, I know they always keep something going. That's the reason why I asked, was it the war on poverty? Are we still on the war on drugs?
Well, war on terrorism? Well, yeah, well, check it out. The war on terrorism turned us into the terrorists.
Yeah?
Look in Ferguson. You know, look in Boston. Look at all these events. It's always a military action. Them don't look like no police to me, man. Them look like super troopers, man. The real shit.
Yeah, that's the military.
Military police, the MPs.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Privatized military.
And they got it. But
something
here's the
like
funny
that.
Part about it. They've got it so fucked up it's falling apart on them. You know, it's too confusing. It's just way retarded. I don't think anybody really knows what's going on anymore. They've lost it.
Yeah.
They've lost the playbook. I mean, come on, it's getting too obvious. I mean, I'm seeing it. I don't know if anyone else does and thinks I'm lost it. I'm just here to say it, man. The prosecutor doesn't get in trouble. Judge doesn't get in trouble. You don't consider it fraud when the victim is the state, the prosecutor, the judge, and your attorney. They're all you know, for against you. Against you. But they're not against you. They're against your corporation. That's how they did it. They turned the team's corporation. They controlled it.
Well, you know, today.
Title ownership, nobody controls it. It's free willing. They do what they want with it.
Yes, today is the day that they put his body to rest, finally.
Mm-hmm.
That
was in part of my monologue. Yeah.
Okay. That monologue that we didn't get to hear.
Yeah, I'm sorry
but
about
his family was able to put him down to rest today. And, well, my heart goes out for him.
Absolutely.
I truly just go out to him. I I just don't know what else to say. The family asked that, you know, no protests, no demonstrations or anything today. And I believe that, you know, the father's request was honored. I certainly hope that it was. And, you know, but I can tell you today, we're seeing a different set of young folks. Now, you know, Ron, how you said that, you know, for us older ones, we didn't know about the birth certificate. You know, that's something that we found out later. But
right.
I know these younger guys, you know, my son's age and stuff like that, you know, when they were teenagers and I would call them by their name sometimes, and they would tell me, Mrs. Antoinette, don't be yelling out my full government. I'm like, what? What in the world are you talking about? And I didn't know what they were talking about. Now when I think back on it, I'm like, man, well, they knew. You know, and I used to tell them, honey, the government
right.
didn't give you your name. Your mama did.
Right, yeah.
But they
don't
knew.
My,
you know, apparently they knew something.
Government.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The information highway has done it.
Yes.
We didn't know it. We were kids at all, did we? You didn't know nothing about this when you were a kid.
I wasn't a kid.
I didn't have a title of a clue.
Yeah.
Never did. Until
no,
I looked at my birth certificate.
But I wasn't a kid.
After 40-something years, I looked at my birth certificate and found that. American Banknote Company. You know, what do you say to that? I mean,
I learned from Jordan Maxwell, and then I, you know, researched it, and, you know.
No, I found it on my birth certificate. That's what blew my mind. That's when I started doing my research, you know, real deep and heavy. I think I was hidden for 2 years, and it just, wow. It woke me up. And I was already awake, but I was a little drowsy, but now I'm fully awake. That's the thing. What they're doing to us is unbelievable. We can live so much better lives, so much better ways of living, you know?
Yeah.
That's the sad part. Not only is chemicals, it's big race for money, but money don't exist. It's an illusional thing. Everybody, oh, I have it. They got me some fucked in the head and trained to believe this. The most wonderful thing ever happened, money, like best thing that came along is bread. But the thing of it is, you're fucked out of it. You get it, then you're fucked out of it. That's so, you know what I mean? I mean, like, check this out. This is what really corrects my ass, too. When you buy a car, you buy a used car that's been sold 10 times, 10 people has owned this car, and each 10 of those people paid a fucking sales tax on the same damn car over and over and over and over and over, over again. Right? Everything you buy, the only thing that checks you is how many liters of oxygen you suck out of the universe. When they get to measure that, they're going to charge you that. For how much air you suck out of the universe, you're going to get taxed for it.
Ron, remember now there's a carbon tax.
Yeah, I know there's a carbon tax. That's for the big polluters for the minute.
And
the
Ron,
tax,
you said that, period.
Well,
have you ordered anything and had it shipped? Have you ordered anything and had it shipped to you?
Well, yeah.
You get charged. You get charged the carbon tax.
I know that. I understand that. That's what I'm saying. It's to pay for the big polluters to pay their bill.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Remember I said they can do it,
man, polluted
cannot.
For something
that's
here.
I'm talking about the government, Ant. I'm sorry. I was off kilter on that. Okay. Yes. I know everything's carbon tax. I've got that. But everything's tax for me, tax of tax.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a landline phone bill, and you have 20 different little goofy-ass charges on it, but you owe, your bill is $20 a month, but when you open the phone bill, it's $69.95.
Yep.
Because you're always fucking taxes. Line tax, air tax, sack, tax, sack, FCC, UCIC, FC, FU, fucking is what you get. You're being fucked out of money, regardless. But that means you got multiple fuckers fucking you. It's like being
And you also pay for 911, even if you didn't use it. You also get charged
for 911.
Yes, you pay for
911. You pay for 411. I'm telling you, man. Ain't nothing free. Nothing. And that makes it always challenging. That always makes the challenge happen. You know, everybody's greedy for everything. I mean, I don't... Man, phone solicitors and Bill Flex, I love them both. I mean, they're both of the same cloth. I love them. they're trying to sell me something. And the funny one I like to do about that is when they, you know, call, I'll just agree with them. Just don't give them your personal information.
Yeah.
But I'd be scared. Nowadays, you know, so many companies now, like this one here, any personal information, they sell it. You know they do. You're so long on the internet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Constantly. Anytime you look at a website, they're tracking you. They're tracking where you're spending
yes,
money, what you are, what you're doing, what kind of words you say, what you're doing, blah, blah. And it ain't just the government. This big corporations do this. That's a big money thing. They sell that information. Well, Ron Beck likes Cheerios. We'll send 20 different pop-up ads to his computer.
So, yeah. And
so then you get guys that make pop-up blockers to stop them from hitting that one. That one should be that. Oh, that one's got one of those, you know, the thing.
Yeah. And then they call
you.
Every
cause is a solution. Every solution has got a cause.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. And our system is
yes, you are correct. But now, I'm sorry, but when you were saying that there's nothing free in this world, you know what the terrible thing is? You're charging us for something that is our God-given right. You know, it's our God-given right to air. It's our God-given right
That's
to water.
Right.
You know, because man did not make water.
Yeah,
you know,
these
man
are
can make artificial
right.
air by air conditioner, but
right.
You know, I mean, it's you know,
well,
man didn't
there,
make
everything is regulated. Everything
yeah.
from you sucking air, sucking water, and breathing, and eating are all controlled by some type of entity or multiple entities.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, this is something that man did not make. You know, but man wants to control what,
right.
you know, I mean,
right.
just like, I don't smoke marijuana, you know, I don't do drugs at all, y'all, but, you know, anybody who wants to, that's your business. How are you going to charge for a plant? A plant is something that God made. You know, I mean, just like
yeah.
I smoke, now y'all know I smoke cigarettes. How are you going to tax tobacco?
Well, what's going to happen... Eventually, you're going to get busted
I mean,
the
well, they do
police.
Tax it.
Not the marijuana
Pardon
police,
me?
The grass police. Because, see, they tax that plant.
I
marijuana
know,
plant, they
that
tax
too.
You're right. But here's the problem now. If they tax one plant, what's not to say these fucking assholes are going to tax every plant? Oh, shit. You got some Johnson grass here. Fucker, you owe me $10. Oh, my God, is that a cedar tree? You owe me $20. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you, when
well,
you go to the assessor's office, the assessor's office asks you, how many blades of grass you got in your yard? Don't make us audit you. Don't make us come out and count for you. You know what I mean? We'll charge you for that, too. So it's...
No.
But that's how it sizes up.
But, you know,
now
you get charged if your grass isn't cut.
Anymore.
If your grass
right.
isn't cut, you know...
Right. Oh, yeah. The what they call it, homeowners association. Yeah.
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 And then they'll call the county
yeah.
and, you know, I mean,
Bunch
so...
Bunch of little crabby fuckers run those, yeah.
I mean, but I can appreciate it because I hate to look over and see somebody's yard pop high, you know, where they haven't cut their grass. But is it my business?
That should
no.
be their choice. If they want to trash their
yeah,
fucking
that's
yard
what
out,
I'm saying. Is it my business?
Files,
no.
Do it.
Yeah.
As long as don't
you know, it's
mine,
none of my
see?
Business.
When it interferes with me, then it's a problem. You know, as long as it don't
right.
bother me, it's their problem.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it may be unsightly, but, you know, that's their business. And the only thing I can do
that's
is
well,
go in my house and shut the door.
right.
And not look at
it's
it.
Like that
you know
one
I mean?
That old guy in Florida, he's got an American flag in his flower pot, and they want to foreclose on his goddamn house. Now, how could they have
yeah,
to foreclose your
crazy.
Fucking house over that?
Yeah,
a
that's
homeowner
crazy.
Homeowner association, at that.
Yeah.
Because you can go by
oh,
there, fucking rules.
They have some crazy,
rule.
Crazy
dictator.
Regulations. They have
right.
some crazy regulations. I mean, it all depends on, you know,
so
where you live at
these,
and how it's
now
set up.
Considered little mini dictators, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got your big dictator, like Obama, and then you got your mini dictators, homeowner associations.
Yeah.
little Hitler's.
But the only thing is, you
got to
remember, Obama's
Hitler's
nothing but a
case.
Puppet. It's somebody over
give
him.
Give me a case of Hitler's in two halls.
Mm-mm-mm.
He likes his eyes. But
yeah,
it's
well.
Exactly, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to say that. I hate to bust anybody's bubble, but... If you're in a homeowner association board, yeah, it's so we
it's
live
a mess.
In prison.
You pay dues and everything else.
I have fun. When's
you pay dues and you still, you know, can be fined and everything else if you go against what you have set in your guidelines. Lord, I remember years ago, maybe about 20, oh, no, Lord, about 30, that your windows, you know, your curtains and stuff like that had to have white backing. They couldn't, you know.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't want any colors, you know, other than the white backing to be shown. So, and so to keep it all, you know, looking uniform.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it gets sticklers. I mean, your lawn has to be trimmed and perfect.
Yes.
You know, type of shit like that.
And yep, and, you know, certain days that everybody can do, hang their clothes out on the line.
Right. I mean, I like things clean, but not real too clean. You know what I mean? I don't want to live like in a sterile laboratory. I don't want to live that kind of life. You know what I mean?
No.
Because the people
and I
want
to be able to see children out and playing and, you know, having fun. And,
well, forget
you know, I mean,
that. Children don't go outside to play no more, man.
Look, I'm moving. I'm telling y'all, look, I'm going to move, and I'm moving to a senior housing, look, where, but then the only thing is my grandchildren probably can't come and make any noise.
Well, look at this.
But, you know, the senior
development. All city parks and recreation areas should be turned into landfills. We got a lot of trash. We need to get rid of it.
What?
Yeah. Children don't go play them anymore.
Yes, they do. Why don't they?
I'm kidding you. I'm joking.
Oh, okay, because I was trying to think, well, why don't they?
I don't know, man.
I'm really missing
something. We just don't
something.
See kids.
I don't see kids.
See kids gathering anymore, they're in a mischief. There's not a, nothing
you
good.
Must be the only person that sees kids. Up
not
in the
very
Ozark.
Often. No,
up
I'm in the woods. I don't see kids much. That's what I'm saying.
I don't see any kids. I have children.
I don't either.
I
well,
see children,
have,
but I don't
have,
see kids.
We got kids all over the place here. They're crazy. These crazy kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. Your wife
you
is
learn
gonna
to
smack
speak
your
language. You, hey, I'm telling you, you learn to speak their language. They mind real good. You know, there you go. Call the kids in. You might get bored every once in a while. One might board you. You know, it gets your own way, sitting on the hood of your truck, jumps off and kills you. But that's besides the point.
See, if it wasn't disrespectful, I would tell them to kick your butt. But that would just be plain disrespectful.
Could be. Could very well be. I don't know. So, anyway, my whole point and topic of tonight is in prison. Martial law has already been activated. You know, I'm using the military and social scare tactics of propaganda. This show is completely fictional. Don't believe nothing I say or hear. Look, do your own research. Anyway, disclaimer. But yeah, it's psychotic when you really take a hard look at this. What's going on around us? It's really really bad, and it's nothing fair. In reality,
yeah.
But people, well, I've never been locked up, but I've been robbed for a lot of money. Think about it. You do the math. I mean, a lot of people should sound like the math. I know some a lot of people do, but some a lot don't either. Is when it comes down to getting a paycheck anymore. Look what they take out, man. For what reason? To pay a debt you never accumulated, that you never had nothing to do to it, but you have to because you have no ownership, so you belong to the state. Well, claims closed with government. You know, that's you're paying this bill. So.
Yeah, but.
Wow.
You know, they're saying it's our bill. It's not my bill. Lord, I got enough of my own personal bills to deal with.
Right. I don't pay them taxes. I don't care if they know it. They do know I don't pay it. I don't care if they know. Don't give a shit. I mean, I pay retail taxes. That's just the way it is. But, you know, as far as income. Never will. Don't have to.
See, Delaware, we don't have retail taxes. We don't have sales taxes.
Right. There's some type of tax to suck money out of you.
We have regular taxes, but we don't have sales taxes.
What are regular taxes? What's regular?
the regular taxes that everyone else has. Pardon me?
Well, you got to remember, Aunt dear, Delaware ain't no bigger than the county I live in. It's a little bitty, I don't even know why they call it a state. I mean, D.C.'s bigger than Delaware, ain't it?
No.
I mean, I can't find Delaware on the map.
I think we're probably bigger than Rhode Island. I think we're bigger than Rhode Island.
I don't know if the line going from the name Delaware to the actual point of the map is bigger, the line of a state. You know, Delaware's a little place.
You know. That's all right. We're a quaint little state.
Yeah. But you're not growing. Hey, you can hang out with California. There is snap off. You heard about the earthquake was yesterday.
Oh, no. They were talking about having that go down to three or four, making it three or four states now. They're talking about
it. I don't know. Well, I wish.
Yeah,
I had
heard it on. I had heard it on mainstream media. And I said,
did you learn a lot while you're watching it?
No, actually, I got a headache.
You got a headache?
Yeah.
Well, I do.
I just wanted to see the weather.
Just wanted to see the weather.
Yeah.
That'll give you a headache.
Yeah. Bear Hunter said
media.
That mainstream
wow.
media never lies. Okay, Bear Hunter.
No.
I want to know what stations
don't.
You watch because I must be watching the wrong ones.
They tell
I need you to help me out.
As long as the government can help them. Their God.
Well, he said they never lie. Now, he said it, and I believe him. If he says they never lie, then they never lie. So you think about that the next time you want to criticize them.
A little bit of lies. A little bit.
Nope. They tell nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Well, you know what? They don't finish their lies. That's what makes you mad about it. You hear a story of a car wreck or something, you never hear the end.
No, you heard just enough to get you started. Just enough to.
Ain't start me with nothing, so I don't watch it. Don't care. I'm too busy paying
the
actual real things that are going on.
That is a part of your indoctrination. Indoctrination.
Is that part of my corporate ownership? Is that required by the corporation?
Do you need to be re-educated? Do you need to be sent to a facility to be re-educated?
Yeah, I think so. I think I call them prisons, don't they? Yeah, that's my whole topic is prison. That's right. There's more than one way to go to prison, and you're already there. You know, it just depends on if you are productive. You have to be a productive unit here in the corporate global control societies.
Bear Hunter, I don't understand what you said. Sing the good parts for Miley Cyrus. I don't know any of her songs, honey. You lost me there. I know who she is, though, but I don't know what she...
Sing the good parts for Miley Cyrus. I didn't know you were a singer.
Yeah, I know. Actually. Pardon me?
I didn't know you were a singer.
With all due... Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Bear Hunter. You're happy that I have no idea. Thank you. Oh, my. What?
Yeah, you're right, Beasley. Maybe you're right. I was intoxicated when I wrote it. Thank you for the correction, sir. Thank you very much.
I didn't even see what you wrote. You know, that's a shame.
I don't either. I forgot.
Well, hello, everyone.
But I'm directing it to one each individual person that looks at that listing.
Pardon me?
Your would be more than one. I think. I don't know. I'm retarded.
Don't stop saying you're retarded.
Okay. Yes, I am. No, oh, that's right. You can't say that no more. I'm special. Yeah, I'm special. Can I use the word retarded no more? Because I think retarded has a better meaning to it.
Right.
You all think?
That's just not appropriate.
Well, or you cut it down and called it tard, and tard rhymes with turd, so you're turd tard. Tard turd. Tarded. You know, go, when you buy fish, I want some tard. Sauce.
Mary is correcting you, dear. Look, Russ, Mary is correcting you. So, well, what is, let me read the description. That's a shame I didn't even look at it.
Mary, how's it going? Glad to see you. So now it's going to turn in from prison to English lesson. Tonight's closing is brought to you by Robert Redwine, better known a.k.a. Beasley. We'll teach you how to speak and spell letters and words tonight on the Crazy Nation Radio Network.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, start getting Mrs. Rector right about.
Are you making fun of my stuff, too? I was in a hurry when I wrote that.
No. It's you.
It's me?
It is you. It's you, yes. But hello, everyone. Iggy and Beer and Cog and Doc and our guest and Kilboy and Lady and Locke and Mary and Beasley. Beer Hunter, I don't think anybody's, damn, racist. Lord, let's not start that, please. Oh, my.
Oh, is it a troll attack time?
I don't know. I do not know.
Anyway, let's get troll TV talking, educated too, because it's too stupid. They're too stupid.
Yes, ma'am.
What they're doing. All right. Forget it. I'm going to fix this. I'm bringing some help in. What's the look, my friend? Hello. How are you?
Hello. Very, very nice. America, nice country, I think I say. Very good. Very good. Falafel. Very good. Very
thank
nice.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. My name is Akpa.
Ah, Bendover, I love you. Very nice. Very nice. Very good. Welcome to America.
Very, very
nice.
There you go. Very, very nice. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
No, I'm doing fine.
Good.
Enjoying another wonderful day in New York.
Well, that is wonderful.
Really? No, I went with a friend of mine. We went upstate today. He took a road trip, and he had his heart set on finding an M1A, Springfield M1A rifle.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he's happy. Well, I've got one as well, and he's fired mine. He's taken when we go to the range quite a few times, and he decided that, you know, before he goes to school, and headed down by you, Antoinette. He's going to school down there. He said, you know what, I want to get one now before the fall, before I leave for school, and so we started going to gun stores, and he found a beauty. A stainless steel barrel, a national match, a super match version.
So he's going to school in Delaware or Pennsylvania?
Yeah, down Delaware. Down by there.
Oh, okay.
Down by Delaware, yeah. And but he said, you know, he said, before I head down, I want to get it. But we went all over, drove up, then across the river, came back down and stopped we were going out gun store after gun store and checking out what was available. It was interesting. I mean, we had a good time. Ended up in some political debates in some of the gun stores. Not debates, but it was, some of them got fired up, and everybody was on the same page. It was really entertaining. We had customers and the store owners all sharing information and discussing. It was like open forums. And then, like, one customer would come in, like, that mild-mannered type of guy holding a rifle, and, excuse me, could you... Excuse me, is there any way I could... And we're too busy discussing it. And even the owner of the store is like, later, sit down. Have a cracker. I just... You forgot what he was there for. This topic is really, and that covered everything from Obama to politics in the state to the gun issue to, it was pretty interesting. But a lot of driving, so it's nice to get home. But anyway, how you doing tonight? What's the topic for tonight?
Ron?
We lost him.
Oh,
did you look under the couch? Did you look under the couch?
What?
I didn't look under the couch.
If you lost,
I think he must
couch.
Be talking to his wife.
Oh.
No, you're talking to you lost Ron, right? You lost Ron.
We thought we lost him. Oh, all right, all right.
Oh, did you look under the damn couch? Look under the damn couch. He's probably under the couch, man. I'm telling you. Last time I seen him was by the couch.
It's camouflage. It's camouflage.
Right, exactly.
Well, Mike, you had, because you made the statement
Mike.
That you're...
I thought it was George. Oh.
Huh? You said about going to get your nephew or friend or something a gun, and he's gone to school. And Beasley has said, yeah, you know, people should have guns in school.
No, he wanted to get it before he goes down there and leave it at home, obviously,
yeah,
so that he... It's, you know, he's not taking it to school with him, but somebody that's anti-gunner doesn't understand them. The minute they'd latch onto that, I could see it. Well, he'd look
yeah,
at that
so
like
he
that.
Yeah, so he has started
yeah.
a big thing in the chat room now.
Oh, yeah, I could see it. Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Ooh, guns are bad. They scare me. I have a right to feel safe, you know.
You don't understand it, you know. Yeah, see?
Yeah, well, these
hey, Red Wine, grow up.
Is
grow
Delaware
up.
Is
what,
a open and carry state.
School, though?
Now, he cannot
you know,
carry
more,
the gun.
More bullies.
No.
Bully problems
he cannot carry the gun
school.
On campus. But
no,
Delaware is a open and carry state.
Now, wait, think about it. If every kid had a gun, there'd be no more bullying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, look, some children are on this medicine. And this
no,
medicine
no.
makes
kids
them crazy.
They go to a different school. They go to the Ritalin school where they give them slingshots.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, then that'd be... Wait a minute.
If you're on Ritalin, you go to slingshot school. If you're straight and normal, you go to gun school. That's the way it should be. That's it.
Okay.
Everything
should
be selected for you. Your girlfriend should be selected
Hunter,
for you.
You know,
your class should be selected for you. Everything.
That wasn't even necessary.
I'll be quiet. What's that, me?
No, I wasn't talking
no.
to you. I was talking to Beer Hunter. You know, he said, you know what Chicago needs? More police or blacks. You know, I mean, that's not even necessary. First off, that sentence didn't even make any sense. But that's not even necessary. So if that's the kind of party you want to have, I suggest you go somewhere where they have those kind of parties. I'm not dealing with that.
Okay, anyway.
Moving on.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's Monday. What do you expect? It's Monday. Okay, did we get silent all at once?
Cause I'm not very sensitive. And Bear, you know, black people aren't the only ones with guns. Okay, so take that somewhere else. You know, if you want to look at Chicago, look at Lord, I'm not even getting started.
Who's laughing? In the back?
I don't know. But I tell you, this is just not, this is not today.
Don't let it get to you.
Don't bother with
okay,
it.
Okay, let's see. Ron, you got a 111.
Yeah, maybe you, but.
Okay.
It's probably Beasley's going to come in screaming.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Not at all. How you doing?
Hello.
No,
it's
not.
Is this
not
Jay or
man.
Is it Nod?
It's Jay. Nod. How you doing?
Hello, Jay. How
Jay,
are you?
Jay, I'm sorry, man.
How you guys
I'm
doing?
Sorry, Jay.
Doing fine, Jay.
Now, all see, right, Mike, right. You and George say I get y'all mixed up.
Yep.
See, Jay and Nod are both from New York. I get them mixed up.
Yep.
It's a New York accent. It's freaking you out.
Nas be jumping
in
too. He be dropping some
he
stuff.
Does. He does.
Gotta give him respect on that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and
yeah,
we have
absolutely.
Another 111. Okay. Okay, Jay, let me check this out. But, honey, I'm glad you called in. Give me 1 second.
No problem. I'm just listening as well.
Okay. Okay, 111.
Quite an
Hello?
Earthquake. Quite an earthquake in California.
Yes, I
it's
know.
Beasley.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, no, that's not where you go. He's gone.
He fell out.
Yeah.
He fell out.
He did.
Hello. Come on.
No, I kicked him out.
Yeah.
Before he even had a chance to get started.
Who are we talking with?
Goes to show you don't know.
This
I never heard
Jay.
Of that part of. Yeah, I never heard of that part of California, so I feel like really ignorant. I never heard of Napa, California. So
Napa Valley.
Yeah, I never heard. I know that there's the wine valley, but I never
right.
heard of the actual
yeah,
city.
Yeah, Napa Valley.
Yeah, I never
yeah,
heard
Napa,
of that.
California.
Wow.
Well, Napa,
you learn something new every day.
There you go.
And you know what? Another thing that I was just, you know, I thought when they said wine, you know, where they grow, you know, where they grow grapes and the wine wineries, I said, well, you know, it's probably a lot of farmland, but yet they have a city and people, a population of people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's farms
around.
Which is sad.
It's beautiful there.
Right. I wish the best for the people out there, but, you know, from what people are talking, I hope it don't come, but they're saying that, you know, the big one is supposed to come within 20 years. I hope that doesn't happen, you know.
Yeah, you know what, honey? They've been saying that since I was a little girl.
Yeah, I like it. As far as that goes, one thing I like about the East Coast, man. You put something on the table and it stays there. That's a good
no,
thing.
No, we remember... I don't know if y'all felt it in New York, but that earthquake that they had that came up from Washington.
Yeah, but so we don't have anything near.
And we had a 4 something, but it was enough to shake the house.
Yeah, but we have nothing near what goes
right,
on in California.
Oh, no,
right. San Andreas Fault is the is the cream of the crop.
Yeah. They can keep that. I had enough of it.
Yeah, you know, look, that one that we had, that 4-4 something, that was enough for me.
No.
Kagas are seedless grapes GMO. And I told him yes, they were, because all fruit has seeds in it. Anything that does not have seeds, they are GMO.
Modified.
They're,
yeah.
And
what
they
about
took
the grape?
Seeds out of
people always ask the grape. The grape doesn't have a seed.
I'm trying to remember. I can't eat grapefruit anymore, and I love grapefruit.
But how do they grow? How do they grow grapefruit? It's got to have a seed. Am I right or?
You know, it's been such a long time since I ate a grapefruit.
It's very nice.
And I love grapefruit.
No,
I love grapefruit.
Ooh, whoa, very solid.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Beasley, I'm gonna show you how powerful I feel. And I was being nice. If you know what the true meaning of nice was. You would see, dear, that I was being nice. But.
Oh, Gunslinger wants his mic open.
Okay. Just a second. There. Now he can look up and see what the true meaning of nice means. And he is open. And he can see that I was being nice.
Is my mic open? Hello?
Yes, it is. I'm so...
Oh.
Yes, I didn't open it. Ron had opened it. You were already open.
Oh, okay. Well, I just going to make a comment about the grapefruit.
Well, that's your number.
There.
I'm talking you up.
Oh, okay. About the grapefruit. There's a lot that does come from California, but there's also a lot that comes from other parts of the country, too. You know, down here in South Texas, I mean, they grow... name it. It grows down there in the valley down there. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff. I went through there once and seeing just fields. I mean, fields of every type of vegetable that you can name. Just hundreds of acres I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing area to see. So really, there's only two places that, you know, stuff like that comes from, California or the South Texas down here.
Yeah.
How much imports? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just like, Gunslinger, does grapefruit have seeds in it? It's been so many years since I had a grapefruit that I don't know.
Grapefruit?
Does it?
Yeah, it's got seeds in them.
Okay, that's why I said it's been so long, and I love grapefruit.
Let me ask you a question. How much food is imported imported into the U.S.?
Oh.
Quite a bit. I asked that question
because, I mean, you know, a lot of the, they're talking about trying to strengthen, you know, stuff here. But then again, you know, with the farm situation, I mean, I know that there's been laws on certain people that can't grow stuff and all that. But is that only in commercial use, or if you're supplying food for your family? I mean, on a big scale, I'm talking about, not, you know, in your backyard. I know certain states, I heard there was a guy that he said that the police ran him off. He was a Caucasian man. He said that they ran him off there. They forced him to leave. I don't know. It was some paperwork they brought, and he owned the property and everything, and they made him get out of there. You know, he couldn't grow no food.
Oh, you're talking about Monsanto or contaminated area?
I don't know. I think that was the West Coast.
Oh, okay. They probably sprayed over his land where their seeds got in with his crop, and they were probably after him for the patent, you know, saying that he stole their patent, because that's what Monsanto does.
Right, right. They should run off his property.
Yeah.
They find him so much and under legal, you know.
Yep. You guys seen the documentary, right? The World, what is it? The World According to Monsanto, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a deep documentary.
Well, here's another fact that I wanted to mention. I don't know if anybody has brought this up, but remember that guy that got his head cut off, the journalist?
Yes.
Okay. I seen the video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's on Ustream, I think. It's still up on Ustream.
Mm-hmm.
There's something really odd about that video. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't want to see it at first, but you know, I had to, you know, say, hey, I'm going to look at this. It appears to be half fake, okay? And I've been looking around different sites, and it's all, a bunch of sites have pretty well confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did the guy get his head cut off? Probably, okay? Was that him? Probably. But when it first shows the video, he's down on his knees, okay? And the guy in the black suit or whatever he's wearing, you can see where he starts to slice into his throat, okay? Now, put yourself in him, in his situation. You're being held down. You have a hand over your mouth. You see the razor sharp Bowie knife thing. Starts cutting into your neck. His eyes are closed, not even clenched. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no facial expression. I mean, if somebody was fixing to cut my throat, my eyebrows would be, you know, moving around. There'd be movement. Your forehead would be crinkled. You'd probably be sweating like a stuck pig.
It's probably drugged. Probably incredibly high. They'd probably drugged him out.
Or dead. I'm figuring that he was dead. Because there's no eye movements at all. I don't care how tightly you close your eyes. In a situation like that, you're going to see some type of eye movement under your eyelids. There's no eye movement at all. So he had to be completely bonkers, drugged out, or dead. I think it's dead, and I'll tell you why. Because when he started cutting into his throat, there's no blood. There's no blood on the skin of the throat.
That's weird.
There's no blood on the knife, and it made about 4 or 5 cuts across before it fades out. Now, if you're a living, breathing person, you cut into your esophagus, you're going to be your thoracic cavity is going to, you know, you're going to blow blood out your mouth, probably your nose too, okay? Especially a razor sharp knife. There's none. There's no flinching. There's nothing. And I had to look at it about 4 or 5 times. I thought, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this. I mean, if you got that video, go look at it again.
You know,
the only way we'd have to
really find out, we'd have to know from somebody that's had their head removed. We need an expert on this. Beasley, they removed your head years ago. Please chime in on
Beasley's
this.
Beasley's not here.
Oh, too bad. Because they removed his head years ago. He'd be able to explain it to us. Too bad he left. That's good.
I don't know.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, Gunn. I mean, I didn't know that because I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to see it. That's a memory that I didn't want to have stuck in my. I've got one of the original wanted posters. One of the soldiers brought back to me on Zarqawi when they were looking for that maniac that was beheading people. Do you remember him? I think he's the one that did Nicholas Berg, and he was one of the. He was the first one I think that started in Iraq with that. But it just shows the mentality of what these people are capable of. They're animals. But if it's like that, like what you're saying, and there was no blood and everything, and you're right about flinching, I would expect something.
Yeah.
Even highly drugged.
Even highly drugged, you're going to have involuntary nerve reactions, muscle reactions.
I mean, oh, my God, you cut the head off a chicken, and the chicken's running around.
At least a couple of minutes. When
when I was young, I used to think that was funny.
Yep.
Of course, I grew up now. Now I don't. Ew, I grew up. I don't even think I could watch it now.
Well, that's, you know, like I said, and once you cut into that, what is that thoracic artery that runs right here in your neck? You're gonna have blood gushing like an oil well. Done.
You know what? They got what they wanted. They wanted impact. They wanted us talking about it, and they wanted to terrorize us with it. And even if they staged it, it worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How many, do you think that it's possible that that was just something that was done in the studio?
No.
Well,
I mean, it may
before.
Not even have happened.
But the thing is, you got to understand, it may or may not, exactly. But
right.
The point is that it's been done before. I mean, it's really an ugly scene.
Yeah.
I got to see what you're talking about. That's why I didn't even go to look, because I know they have them on the websites where you could find the actual footage, which is
gruesome,
man.
Yeah, I
don't want to
see that.
No,
it's gruesome to the fullest extent, man. I don't know, man. My question would be in regards to what's going to happen now. You know, is the country going to go back in there? I guess, you know, what was supposed to be done wasn't done. For whatever reasons, you know, not putting any blame on anybody, just in general, that it's just out of control. And I wanted, my question really to you guys was, what do you think about the ransom and these, the French paying out people and also perhaps under the table, America as well, are paying a ransom where these guys made millions of dollars where now I'm pretty sure they're able to buy whatever weaponry that they want. You know what I'm saying? So that's the question I wanted to throw out there. What do you think about that? And plus perhaps America as well also doing these ransoms for certain situations.
Well, let me add one thing real fast. I'm gonna pop that Ustream video in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch it for yourself. But like I said, it pay close attention to right there when he starts, okay, and watch his eyes. Watch his eyes, watch his eyebrows, watch the facial expression. There is none. It's like he's stone cold dead.
For his sake, I hope he had died. I hope they killed him earlier.
Yeah, I think.
For his sake and the family's sake,
yeah.
I hope they did.
Yeah, I think they killed him earlier. And then they did that because, like I said, if there was, if he was still alive, that blood would be gushing all over the place. I mean, come on. We know that. You know. So just look at it. You may have to watch it 2 or 3 times, but look at his facial expression. There is none. There's not a flinch. There's not even his eyebrows even move, or his eyelids move.
Oh, you talking about Gunslinger? You talking about that? Yo, yeah, that's fake. What's up,
yeah,
real?
That's fake. No, no.
Hello, Michael.
No, that's not real.
You snuck
no,
it
not
on.
Real.
That's
how
not real. How you doing, Antoinette?
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Michael
too.
Hood.
Well, what's up, Mike? Man, that's my main man right there, Mike.
How are you? We missed you, man. We haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah. But I'm doing my homework, man, and seeing what's going on right now. And if, you know what Gunslinger was saying about the Foley situation, because if you look at the situation with Foley, right when the guy got his head cut off, about to get his head cut off, no blood came out at all.
Yeah.
And that's all. Yep, and that's all a setup. It's a setup to the government of America. The government is setting this up to the people of America to make it look like that there is ISIS that's really being taken over. But you know what? At the right time, at the right say-so, there is ISIS being taken over. ISIS is part of America. And they're here. They've been here all the whole time. But what the government is doing is making people look like that. Oh, we had the guy got his head cut off. He got his head cut off. He's part of most of all that shit. It was fucking fake. I hate to say the cuss words, but it was fake. It's not real. It's propaganda. Propaganda to America. Because if you look at Chuck Hagel the other day, Chuck Hagel just came out the other day and talking about we on DEFCON 1. We on DEFCON 1 for ISIS is about to attack malls and stuff. ISIS is about to hit malls and stuff because of what they're saying. If you look at the little shit on CNN where they had the guy, Don Lemon. Don Lemon was on CNN, and they had the guys behind them, and they had the guys throwing up that ISIS T-shirt, whatever, said ISIS in Ferguson. This is real. This is what is about to happen in America. If you look at Chicago might, I'm saying what I might. No, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all motherfuckers, what y'all got to do. I hate to cuss. But if you look at the Sears Tower, right? The Sears Tower of Chicago, you have ISIS. ISIS is already talking about hitting malls in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're talking about hitting that. When ISIS goes ahead and attack this country, that's when the government of this country will go ahead and tell us that we're a part of ISIS. Anybody is part of ISIS now. Because when ISIS tracks, now, when ISIS attacks.
Okay.
No. Attacks, ISIS is going to look at domestic terrorism.
Really?
It's called domestic terrorism. And domestic terrorism means that they're going to blame that certain people of America that's part of ISIS. They're going to blame you. They're going to blame me. They're going to blame you. They're going to blame I. They're going to blame all of us and say
sure
that we're part of the damn ISIS situation.
I'm telling you right now, they sure as shit ain't going to blame me.
They're going to blame you. They're going to blame you, George. And what you going to do about it, George? They're going to blame you.
You're
going to have God come to your house.
If they blame me for something that a terrorist group does, that the United States has no involvement in, I want to see what they do with that.
Well, George, what they
well,
do, they're going to come to your house.
The United States considers us all.
Go
ahead. We're all terrorists now.
Yeah,
George, they consider all of us are terrorists.
Because of ISIS. You're part of a terrorist because you're part of
no,
ISIS.
No, that was since 9-11.
Wait a minute. Don't
real
you have
quick,
to be a Muslim?
Quick.
Don't you have to be a follower of Islam to be a member of ISIS?
No,
I don't know.
Whether we are or not, the thing is.
Wait a minute.
All,
one at a time, y'all. It's starting
all,
to.
We're all
wait a minute.
Paying.
One at a time, y'all.
We're all paying for it financially and through our freedom. If you are accepted of having to go through extra security for different things, paying for it out of your money,
then, you know, it is what it is, because they're treating everybody the same.
Their lives right now in this government system that we
run. Wait a minute. Michael. George was speaking. Honey, wait until he's finished, and then you can speak, okay? Okay?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now. Okay, I'm sorry, George.
Thank you, Antoinette. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going to be blunt, and forgive me for the words I'm about to use, because there's some things that just cannot be held back for too long. Everybody and their brother has said that the United States created this, the United States created that, when it came to certain terrorist organizations. You know what? If that's the case,
pardon me.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't heard.
No, could you repeat that? Honestly, my mind just wandered for a second. I'm sorry.
I will give you one prime example. The CIA, which is part of the United States government, it is alleged, notice I said alleged,
mm-hmm.
that the CIA created Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, then the CIA is not responsible for ISIS, because that was an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. But even Al-Qaeda is afraid of them.
Right.
So now, here's the thing. If Al-Qaeda is afraid of them and they're a CIA-created group, as it is alleged, then why would an American citizen who is A, Episcopalian, B, born, raised, and crazed in this country, and C, somebody who definitely hates terrorists with a passion, be blamed for something he has no involvement in? That's the beauty of this thing. I'm trying to wrap my head around that whole fucked up idea, because I served in the state military for 6 fucking years, battling these sons of bitches that killed Americans without even so much as a blinking of an eye, who didn't give a fuck about anybody and still doesn't. And now we've got these bastards in ISIS who are saying, we'll see you in New York. Hello? They come here to New York. I will go to a friend's house and grab every fucking rifle he's got and every box of ammo he's got and say, now, let them motherfuckers come to my front door. They won't get past the weather stripping.
Well, George, if they come with the blue helmets and they got riot gear and everything, and they come to your door, I mean, were you going to shoot at them?
They come to my door to accuse me of something I had nothing to do with, and they try to take me without cause or justification, without a warrant, and without any other documentation. They're going to be looking at, I'm going to consider them a home invader and blast their fucking ass.
Okay,
excuse me, y'all. We have someone else. 717.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Hello, 717.
Hello, Antoinette.
Hello. Now, you sound familiar. You sound very familiar. Brother K.
What's happening? How are you?
Can I say my first conquest? Can I say my first opinion real quick before Brother K come in?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's to the answer. They're like, okay, good. But we have to understand right now that if we're looking at America right now, America has been hijacked. And if people don't want to understand that America has been hijacked since the 1913 with the Federal Reserve, when the first Federal Reserve Act has been appointed on us, that after the Federal Reserve, and you look at the 1920s with the depression that we had, all this was is a setup. We got World War II, and you got World War One. World War One and World War Two was all a setup for this government of what we learning in right now, for them to go ahead and get their stuff over and take over. Because if you look what happened with Pearl Harbor, you look at Pearl Harbor, you have Pearl Harbor, and guess who was part of Pearl Harbor? MacArthur. What was his name? The general of stuff with Pearl Harbor? How did Pearl Harbor got hit? You look at Hiroshima. Look at Hiroshima. Look how Hiroshima got hit. If you look at America, America has been the bully ever since the beginning of time. America
yeah.
is the bully. We have been bullying. And now you have countries.
Not with. I have no part of that.
And look at the countries. Look what happened in 9/11. You got people in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and all these other countries are looking at when we got hit by 9/11, they was happy about this. They said America got punched in the nose. We got punched in the nose. Because we're so mm-hmm. caught up in what we see what it is? It's the American people. It's not the government. The government is going to do their thing regardless. But unless the people of America wake up and understand what's going on with this government that we have, we can change something. But if we sit around, keep on arguing against each other, go ahead and fight against each other, the government is going to keep on fighting and taking over this country. If you understand who really runs this country, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All you got to look at is Washington, D.C. Look at Washington, D.C. If you look at Washington, D.C., do you know Washington, D.C. is 10 by 10? Do you know 10 by square by 10 miles? It's 10 miles this way and 10 miles that. It's a square. But can y'all tell me who made the street layout of Washington, D.C.? There was three people. There was three people who made the layout of Washington, D.C. now. Look at Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is a damn 3 by 10. It's 4 by 10. 4 by 10. 4 by 10.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Okay. Well. Okay. Ron? Okay. Well.
Antoinette, I think you bumped me off by accident.
When
no,
I heard
that
voice, sorry. My fault.
Oh, okay, because I heard
that
voice. I heard that voice come on, and it was like, you know, what was that movie? Hello, Clarice.
Hey, the minute I heard Brother that K's way. On the line, so I want to catch up with him. It's been a while, so hey, what's
right.
up, Brother K? How you been, man?
Oh, okay, just to continue what that guy was saying about the 10-10. The major company.
That was Michael
signed.
Hood, Brother
okay.
K. I don't know what happened.
Well, your major companies have signed on because they're going to the New World Order. They want to know who's on, and their system says we're going to clock and keep a time of what we're doing. If you Google your watch companies with the dial, all clocks from Timex to Swiss watch,
mm-hmm.
they're all set at 10-10, okay? 10-10. Your major news source for the White House is 10-10 wins out of New York City. And not only that, they asked President Obama, what do you want to set the minimum wage at? $10.10 an hour. So the call was on. As far as this thing with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, why is everybody acting so shocked, so surprised? The president said from the very beginning how he's going to react. He's being cornered now. And he said if the political wind should shift in an ugly direction, I'm going to side with the Muslims. We see him siding with the Muslims. Nabil Hassan still hasn't really been sentenced. This is his number 8 man in the security task force, killed 13 at Fort Hood. He's still alive. There were no arrests made from Benghazi, but Barack Obama went back to play golf. Those guys are still alive. Nobody arrested. Okay? So why are people with ISIS? The guy gets his head cut off. Where does President Obama? He was cornered again. What does he do? He goes back to play golf. Okay? So if
mm-hmm.
he's tired, he's given up, he's done because he knows what the next plan is. He
yeah.
already knows what the next plan is. Americans are asleep. We're listening to rhetoric. We're listening to what the people at CNN are saying, and we're just following
mm-hmm.
the path. We're following
yeah.
it. I don't know how. I might pull one of your numbers this coming election, Antoinette. Who do you vote
come
for?
Come to where?
I might pull one of your numbers that you did last election day. I might have to do
yeah,
what you did. Who do
I didn't
you
vote for anybody.
Vote for? Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And
I said,
so
you know,
who,
they say vote be, the best between two evils, and I said, why do I got to vote for evil? So
we
I just won't vote.
Yes,
and it doesn't matter.
Yes, President Obama
it doesn't matter.
Is given up. He's done because he feels I've done all I can do. His attitude is, so sue me. He does not have the answer. His team, his 300 advisors, they don't have the answer. And for this guy to turn around and go back and play golf when you had somebody's head cut off, who, by the way, we all know that that's not the real picture. Was his head cut off, but that wasn't where it was done. Okay? We've watched enough, and our intelligence knows that as well. I believe that just like I believe that was bin Laden that they got. But it's just the idea that there are people that are acting so surprised that these people are actually here. I don't remember the guy's name when they traded the five prisoners for this guy, whatever
yeah.
his name is. Okay?
Yeah, I don't
He's
remember.
He's not even a prisoner of war. He walked away. This guy here, they claim that they have the guy now that actually cut the guy's head off. If they bring him
yeah.
here, the first thing Barack Obama's talking about is giving him a trial. He's not even a prisoner of war. He's not even our prisoner. You can't give him a trial. But the first thing he wants to do is bring him here and try him in our courts. It wasn't even done on our ground. It doesn't make any sense, but yet and still you'll see people saying how this man is still doing a good job in the White House. It just amazes me that people ask, they're acting surprised at what's going on when the handwriting is already on the wall. He told us this from the very beginning how it's going to go down once he's in the White House. We've got to turn around and go back to Iraq. They're the people that said we've never been there, okay? Well,
yeah.
they kept saying, well, they don't want us there. It's funny. I've got clips where they're begging us to come back.
I don't know.
I truly
just don't know.
I
don't
believe
that.
It does seem like a rigged setup.
Flipping.
I think what the case is right, it does seem like it's rigged.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that the clip wasn't.
I didn't see it. The other reason why it's rigged is the idea that they wanted to come across that it happened. That's the whole trick of the trade is they want you to let you know it happened. He's dead. And so it's, I guess as they say, warming up in the bullpen so when the real picture comes out, we'll know. And if they attack us, they're setting up, even if they attack us on American soil, you think Barack is going to do something? You got Muslims in our military. They took a vow. This is Nabil Hassan 2 days before he did the killing. They got him on tape. He took a vow that if he's in a Muslim country, he will not kill fellow Muslims. They stopped showing the caskets draped with flags. They stop showing that. They talk about the guy, friendly fire. If you and I, Antoinette, are out there in Muslim land somewhere, and I've got Al-Qaeda pointing a gun at me, and if you say, hey, Brother K, I can't shoot him because he's a fellow Muslim, you and I are an American United States Army, and you tell me out there that you can't shoot him because he's a fellow Muslim, I'm going to have to shoot you, Antoinette. Okay, there's a lot of our friendly fire people coming home, draped in coffins, and they're not letting us know, but that's your friendly fire. This is what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And so this isn't rhetoric. It's nothing new. We all know this, but everybody wants to fall asleep where the president is concerned. They say don't blame him. He's only one person, but he can make some decisions. He's not even making decisions. I can't blame him. He's tired. He's given up. He just doesn't want to be president anymore. Because a leader wouldn't carry on the way he's carrying on right now.
Well, he still has to answer to the people that put him in. Remember, he's just a puppet, just like Bush was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty
much.
The agenda
didn't change. You know, the only thing they did was just change the puppet's face.
I'm sorry. When you say he has to answer just like Bush was, his answer was, so sue me.
Bush did the dance too.
You know what? You're right. They both did the dance. You're exactly right. He doesn't get a pass on this either. They both. But this right here is the only difference between him and Bush. Obama is, he, got a couple of our enemies liking him. That's a dangerous thing. And as
yeah,
I said,
but you know, Bush did too. I mean, Bush, yeah, I mean, both of them, basically, both of them are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it's not for the people.
No,
it's for,
I agree.
It's for their controllers. You know, they're part of the UN and the banking system. And, you know, it's for the bankers, it's for the elite. It's not for the people.
And the only thing I can do is just pray. That's the only thing left because the powers that be, they're not going to give us the truth. I don't know what else to say. But this is, I've never thought that I would live to see the day that our leaders would carry on like this. You know, just, I would like to hear, now President Bush has been out of office the whole time, what, 6, 7, 8 years or whatever, but what bothers me is you don't hear not one piece of criticism from this man where Barack Obama is concerned. You never hear President Bush. He's one, if he doesn't have anything good to say, he's not going to say it. But I would even love to hear constructive criticism, and he won't give it. It's sort of like, say something.
Well, you know,
you know,
that's not going to happen. Come on.
If,
Bush don't give
now,
a shit.
Now, if that happens, if Bush comes out and made constructive criticism about Obama, you know, look at all the things that Obama can come
I'd
back at him
that.
For.
That'd be a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine?
I still, it would, we need, you know what, though? But we need to shake the pot a little bit. America is
Obama did that. You know, that was the one good thing about Obama being in office was he exposed the whole government and everything else has been exposed for what it really is.
Mm.
That it's just a game, and, you know, we're just the pawns in the game.
And you got a fellow American. I, again, I could be wrong. I don't know the whole thing. I didn't read the whole thing correctly, but cutting somebody's head off, or a military man, I'm thinking, is that an act of war? Even the threat of a act of war? Does Obama, I hear the things of the rumors of come election time, Obama out of nowhere does have somewhat power, even if he called martial law to stop the elections. He's too calm. He doesn't sweat. His hair's turning gray, but he's calm as a cucumber.
Well, you weren't here earlier when Ron was explaining that we've always been in martial law. It's just not activated.
Right.
Because the United States is always in a, you know, some type of war. You know, we're always declaring war on something.
Mm-hmm. And
you
so
know.
I. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And
yes, East Coast asked for you, Brother Kay.
And so did Iggy Mom. Well, hey everybody, I'm not even.
Oh,
logged
okay. I didn't
in.
Know you were in here.
I wasn't even logged in. I was listening, and I made a promise to you before that I would try to catch your show, and so I'm working at home and looking at the chat room as well, and I thought, let me call in. That is a good conversation.
Yes, well, this is Ron's show. I'm just the co-host. See, everything that goes wrong, you blame Ron.
Wow. But, yeah, so hello
like
to everybody
show,
in the chat
you blame
room.
Ron. You love
hey,
the show.
Hey,
you
hey Ron, me. I do believe you have been given a skewering. You have been skewered and deep fried.
Wow.
Hey, like that. He doesn't even respond.
He's under the
he
couch.
He has stepped away.
I
think
oh,
he stepped away for a moment.
He's under the couch.
Yeah. He stepped
Remember?
Away.
Under the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, his wife was calling him, I believe.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm sorry about that. No, I was picking up a news feed from my area. you all might like this one. I have just found out that Branson, Missouri is going to outlaw smoking cigarettes, period.
What?
Like that one. Yep. They want to kick an ordinance out where you can't smoke a cigarette in their town at all.
How is that
going to work? Not even in your house?
Not even in your house.
That's something.
Wow. I've heard of places that have done that. I mean,
insane. That is fucking insane.
That is. I'd be in jail because I'd be smoking.
Right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
When is this law going to kick in?
Over. I don't know. It hasn't passed. It's just a news thing, considering this shit. So anyway, if you come to the America's number one vacation destination branch in Missouri, make sure you wear your Nazi uniform, or if you don't, you will not be accepted in. So.
Don't ever do that.
There goes her trip to Branson.
Go on a vacation.
Yeah.
A tourist area that's going to ban, they'll never do it. They're going to lose millions and millions.
Branson is going to outlaw smoking.
Yes.
Chef Rob says. Chef Rob says, Brother K is sad. I got some fans. They must have put him out of the other show because he's on your show, Antoinette.
Oh, I love Chef Rob.
I like him too, but he said I'm sad. I'm a happy guy. What am I sad about? Wow.
Let me put this to you. If they pass that law, it is going to hurt businesses that sell tobacco products.
Well, if they go to that law, George, I got some bad news. I'll start smoking again, and I don't stand right in the middle of the street and fucking do it in front of them. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Ron, do you think they care if you stand out in the middle of the street and smoke?
I'm waiting for the cigarette police to bust me.
They'll be there. Thank you, Doc.
You're under arrest.
Doc put in the link for it.
Even though I'm already paying to kill my fucking self, but you're going to help me out. Speed up the process.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hey, Iggy,
Doc put in the link for it.
Down here where I am, parents smoke cigarettes in the parks every day, and they're not supposed to, but there's signs all over the place that say you can't smoke in a public park.
I need some help here. I need some massive, serious help, so I'm flipping out. Nah. Okay, I can't smoke a cigarette in town, but you can spray chemtrails all the fuck over me and feed me all kinds of GMO foods and feed me all kinds of narcotic shit, nasty shit, blah, 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 blah. And children all have access to this same as these cigarettes, same damn thing, but smoking is against the law.
Well,
so
Ron, you know what?
Why I'm smoking.
Ron, you may have a chance with that if you stand out there. Because now Doc put the link in and is saying that they're passing a ban in 25 cities in Missouri. There are about 25 cities in Missouri with similar bans. But the city council met with the Tri-Lakes Clean Air Alliance to discuss a possible ban, but they say it's the clean air, so you can have clean air. So
that means companies
got to stop, no cars or anything else, and no more spraying in y'all's area.
What about flatulence? Liberals are responsible for, I think, 80% of the flatulence problem that we have in the United States. I think we should legislate them or something.
I think that goes around all the way.
I think the liberals.
Republicans don't pass gas, then something's wrong with y'all.
There's a reason it's a blue flame. It goes back to the Democrats. Yeah, it's everything blue. You know that they got the blue states and they got blue flatulence. Yep.
Oh well, then y'all's must be red, and that's on fire.
Yeah,
something's wrong there.
Why we're passionate about our politics.
And y'all are on fire with it. So y'all's, when it comes out, it sets fire on stuff. Yeah, see, if that's the case,
Oh, God.
Lord, I'm going to stay away from you people. Run from y'all.
That's just simulating, I think, the smoke on Earth.
Yeah. Where I live, here in Dutchess County, they have stores called Smoke for Less, right? And you can smoke inside the store, okay?
Mm-hmm. But you can smoke inside
any other
the store.
Place in Dutchess County, except your own home, in businesses and all that, you can't smoke there. But in a smokes for less, a tobacco store, you can smoke to your heart's content.
Oh, see, in Delaware, you can't smoke in the tobacco store. You can't smoke in any stores. You can't smoke in the restaurants. I don't go to bars or anything, but I think you can't smoke there. You can't smoke in the casinos.
Well, I tell you, my
you can't smoke
time
on
in
any
Illinois,
hospital grounds at all.
When I was in Illinois, okay, in a town called Bella, Illinois, down towards East St. Louis, you can't smoke in the bars no more. And you got to smoke 15 feet away from a building, all right? So it's on a main road. It's a city road. We've got business, all the whole damn thing, all tied up together. And I had to stand out in the middle of the road to smoke a cigarette. And the cop seen me walk through. What are you doing? I said, smoking a cigarette. He goes, well, I'm here in the middle of the road. It's because it's 15 feet away from both of these buildings, both sides. 30 feet center, 15 feet I'm in the middle. So I'm away 15 feet from both buildings. But that's the center of the street. He thought I was drunk. A little bit. But that's insane, isn't it? I mean, just to prove a point.
Yeah, Rob, call in. Call in, please.
But, you know, you also have to wear a seatbelt. You wear a safety helmet. You got the helmet law in Missouri. You got that here. You can't smash your brains all the road. You got to break your neck and leave your brain intact. So that's cleaned up in the helmet.
Why? They take it out anyway.
Well, I know. But they just want to mess on the road. Don't have to pick it all up. You know, it's nice when it's got a carrying strap, a bucket, you know, with your brain all scrambled in.
Yeah.
But free will is gone.
I don't know. They got some crazy.
See, I remember my mom smoking cigarettes in the grocery store when I was a kid. And they put them out on the floor.
I remember when I used to smoke cigarettes in the grocery store.
It was like that when I was a kid. I remember my mother,
but
she was a smoker.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
Going into the
A&P
and lighten up.
Yeah, that's why I said I remember when I used to smoke in the supermarket and didn't think anything about it. But
hell, we used to allow smoking in Caligores.
Call in now. You got 1 minute. 718-508-9813. 1 minute remaining. Call in now.
Okay. Wait a minute.
60 seconds. The English lady said so. The English lady said so. Yeah, man. Our own personal prison. Uh-oh, I just lost my... You better call back, Ant.
Hey, Jay, are you still on? Jay.
I don't see Jay still on. He fell off.
Oh, he fell off. I had a question for him because I was somewhere down in... At some point in New York City, Bloomberg was talking about passing a law where any... government housing or Section 8 housing, that it would be illegal to smoke in your own apartment.
Right, right, right.
And I don't know what I know they never passed it because they started looking at it and they went, yeah, it's not going to work.
Right, right.
There's no way.
Oh, thank you, Mariah. No, you didn't.
You're welcome.
Come here.
Oh, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'll let you.
Thank you. We have calls on the line. 803. Y'all ready?
Michael Hood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go.
Yeah, I'm back. I thought y'all forgot about me. I thought y'all thought I was a troll.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I just noticed. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, man. I ain't one of my... Yeah, that's okay.
I mean,
I don't know what the hell's going on with America right now. Did y'all hear Chuck Hagel? Chuck Hagel talking about we're going to DEFCON 1 because of ISIS.
We're
and
going
ISIS
to what?
Talking about they're going to
what?
Hit balls up.
Bottom of your chat list.
Pardon me?
Under Kilroy.
I don't know who that was for.
Okay.
I was just saying that Chuck Hagel had mentioned names about ISIS.
What's going on
ISIS,
with the chat room all of a sudden? It's all
stuff.
Mm. Mm. Chuck Hagel is a moron. Michael Hood. He's a moron.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Chuck Hagel is a moron. He doesn't. He's the most difficult person to understand sometimes. Now, of course, the general that was with him last Thursday made more sense than he did.
Well, yeah.
I think Chuck Hagel needs to retire, personally.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, I got two callers sitting here muted. If you want to get in, just got a quick hand to press that one, let me know, let you in. Don't punch it, just sit there. So I'm all cool.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I know who one of them is. But they don't have their hand up.
Nope.
And very seldom they do. Yes. Oh. Wow.
I did spell that wrong, didn't I?
What's that?
Your,
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Prison and don't know it. I meant to fix that. Your. What? Ron, you are you're retorted. Your.
Okay, you just keep on cursing yourself.
You know, I make a mistake or I goof something up, I always sit back and go, George, what an idiot you are! What are you that stupid that you can't do this right the first time?
Oh.
And it's like I'm always knocking myself by doing that, but then after I get finished fixing the problem, I'm like, okay, so I'm not as stupid as I thought I was. My brother will look at me and scratch his head going, George, where do you get the idea you're stupid?
Mm-mm-mm.
You can take a computer apart with your eyes closed.
Yeah, you can do that.
Not even hurt the circuit board.
You can get in chat rooms and get everybody information out of chat rooms.
Well, Mike, if that is true, and I'm not saying that it isn't, but please don't say it in here how to do it.
No, I
hate
that. I mean, I heard that years ago, but I don't know how to do that messing. You know, don't put that in there.
No, just a curious question. Do what? Does it start with the letter H and end in K? Because if you're asking me to give that kind of information, brother, don't ever.
He didn't ask you
that.
He didn't ask you that, George.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. Covering all bases, you see.
Yeah.
I don't do those things.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say anybody's name. He said you can get anyone's information that's in the chat room.
Not totally accurate anymore. It's a little less simple. It's not as easy as it used to be. Yeah, unless you want to pay a fistful of dollar signs, and then it doesn't even give you accurate information.
Well, tell me you don't need no money to get it, George. Pretty easy to get it.
I'm sure that there's people that can, they know how the back door is into these things and stuff like that, because, like with all things, they have a back door.
I can get information on people. All I got to do is go to my friends in the FBI and
wait a minute, Mike, I can't hear you. And George was speaking, and your line is not clear, honey. Okay, I'm sorry, George.
I'll put it to you like this. If I want information on somebody bad enough, and I feel it's necessary to do it, I'll go to a buddy of mine in the FBI down in New Rochelle, give him the little bit of information I have, and let him go to town on it. He'll just ask me one simple question. Why? And I'll just tell him it is for reasons of security. And that's all I got to tell him. And he'll go, okay, give me about 30 minutes. And in half an hour's time, he'll have the name, address, date of birth, parents' names, aliases, the works.
FBI has access to all of that.
In nice, simple pages.
Yes.
But you see, I don't need to do that. I don't have a need or desire to do that. Why?
No,
because
I don't either.
I don't need that information about people.
No, that's too much information.
You know what information I really want?
That's
that
true,
I can't
Iggy.
Get my hands on?
What's that?
And this is no joke. I'm dead serious. A cousin of mine who just passed away recently was doing information on my family's ancestry, the family tree. And this guy had done extensive research for a long time. Well, unfortunately, he passed away, and his kids will not release that information to me to carry on the work. And he's got extensive information on my family's history. So without having to pay the dollar signs to find it out, I would love to go into my family history, my family tree. Problem is,
yeah, but you know, their father paid for it, and it belongs to the children, so it's.
Yeah, well, no, the children, it's not that they really didn't want to give it to me. It's just more to the point, they felt that giving it to me would take away their ability to carry on the work that their father put together.
Oh, well, you have to respect that.
I do understand that. Plus, they can't find the passcodes to his computer, so it's going to take them a little while to find all that data.
Yeah, well, but they have every right to, you know, so do so.
Oh, no, I...
You know, it's theirs now.
They said they would share the information with me. They just want to do the research themselves the rest of the way.
Well,
and that's fine.
Good.
I don't mind. I don't... That's not a big deal. I'm not insulted or anything like that.
Yes. Oh, no? Wait a minute. I think this is Gunslinger.
214?
No. Eight was Golf Dogs then. 832.
Yep. She always confuses us redneck talking guys. She thinks we're all the same.
Now, see,
Golf, I wouldn't go that far now.
Hey,
I do it with Mike and George, and I do it with Nodge and Jay.
Oh, now wait a minute. Wait a minute, Antoinette. Are you implying here that all us New Yorkers sound alike or something like that? Dear?
No, because Jay and Nodge are both New Yorkers, and they don't sound like y'all.
Well, you always get me and Mike. Poor Mike and I get...
Yes, I get you and Mike mixed up. I get Jay and Nodge mixed up, and I get Golf Dog and Gunslinger mixed up.
Yep. Well,
this could be very skin.
And Gunslinger, you know, he's got more of a twang than I got, at least I think. Hey, but I was going to tell you, Antoinette,
yeah,
I was going to thank you.
Golf Dogs?
I talked to your friend, Antoinette Dorothy, on the phone tonight.
Oh, did you? Oh, good.
And, she is a firecracker, to say the least.
Oh, yes,
she is. That lady right there is just full of knowledge and information, and I had trouble getting her to stop talking because I thought, man, save this for the show. You know,
oh,
she's coming on our show.
Go.
Yeah, she's going to come on our show next Sunday night, and my goodness, she can go on and on. I told her to give us the link. Somebody might have. Oh no, that's something else
now,
put up there.
Don't do it now. Do it tomorrow.
I don't have the actual link to the show. I have an actual link to the network, but the actual link to the show's not up yet.
Oh, okay.
But let me tell you what, she sounds like she's going to be. A matter of fact, we were going to have her and another guest on, and I finally told Brian, I called him afterwards after I finished talking to her, I said, now we don't need nobody else. She can handle this all by herself because she can go on and on in any direction you want to go.
Yeah,
and,
I had Dorothy on the show a couple of times, but if you go back in the archives and you look at what happens to child slaves, Dorothy's story, you can listen to it there. That was Dorothy.
Well, that's actually what I named the show, Dorothy's Story, because I kept trying to come up with a name for the show because I told her, listen, I'm trying to put a graphic together, and I said, I cannot, you know, the more she talked, I'm sitting here writing notes as she's talking, and I couldn't keep up with her, and I wrote down so much stuff. I said, listen, how about I just call this Dorothy's Story? She goes, okay, you know, but she's all all serious. She, there.
Yes, she is.
I don't see her cutting up or nothing. I just see facts.
Oh no, she doesn't.
Out.
She doesn't.
No.
That
no,
I can honestly and truly tell you, she does not cut up. She's very serious, very sincere in what she says and everything.
Oh yeah.
And it tugs at your heart when you, you know, if she tells you her story from, you know, being a little girl and everything else, it really is heart-wrenching.
Well, she told me so much. I said, listen, you know, and I think I was probably on the phone with her 30, 45 minutes. I finally said, Dorothy, I said, please.
That's not long.
Save it.
You got a brief. You got
a brief. Well, I know, but I wanted her to save it. I said, bottle, you know, keep that bottled up.
She can still go when it comes time to go. When it's time for the show, she can still go right out.
Yeah, well, Dorothy,
thank you.
I got to get in touch with her again.
Iggy put the link in for everyone.
I told her, I said, Brian, I said, Brian, when we get her on the show, I said, me and you can probably just take a break. just go walk off because I got to say, she don't need us anymore. She'll just take off and run with it. But she's very, very informative. She's got some stories that will blow people's mind. Unreal. I mean, really unreal what she's got to talk about. So
yes,
it's going to be interesting. But I wanted to thank you for hooking me up with her and giving me her contact
well,
information.
You asked for it, and, you know, she said to give it to you, you know, that night when she was on the phone. So I gave it to you.
Well, I tried to call her a couple times, and I got a busy signal, and then I tried to send a text message, and it didn't accept it. And I said, and I waited a while. And then tonight, me and Brian were talking about, what are we going to do? We need to come up with a guest. I said, I got an idea. We were trying to pair two people together. I'm not going to say who the other guy was because I don't want to offend him because we hadn't even contacted him either. I called her, and whenever I talked to her, I said, no, we don't need no – I told Brian, we don't need nobody else but her. She can carry it all by herself, and it's going to be fine. I don't know her last name, and I told her she don't have to give it, but she said it's been out there. She said she's been on TV years ago in various – she might bring that up. But she goes, the government knows who she is. You know, she'll tell you that real quick. They know who she is. And it's very interesting just what's inside this lady, the information that's bottled up. It's going to be cool to hear it.
Well, unfortunately, everybody, I hate to do this at my end, but I've got to be up early in the morning because I have I do volunteer work on Tuesdays, and I got to be up early so I can be there on time. So I'm going to bid everybody a fond good night. Avita Zane, and stuff like that there. And Lord willing, I will catch you all, Ron, if you have a show tomorrow night, on tomorrow night's show. In the meantime, I'm out of here.
Well, thank you for coming, George, and you have a good night.
And as I like to always say, as I walk out the door, that's all, folks.
Later, George. And, you know, another thing about Dorothy, I think that Mike might enjoy it. She actually was a government contractor at one time, which also blew my mind. So Mike might be interested in that because, you know, that he is as well. So cool stuff.
Yeah, she's a very informative person.
Okay, back to y'all's regularly scheduled program. I just thought I'd butt in there.
Golf. I was offline, but I heard you. I just wanted to say hi quick.
What's up, Mike?
Not much. Same old thing. I'm glad to hear you're hooked up with her, and that should be an interesting show. It's a lot of people, the minute they hear contractor, they get the wrong impression. So it's nice seeing that, you know, the public can see and hear from some people that are just normal business people, part of the community.
She knew who you were. I mentioned your name, and she knew who you were from Ron Rex's show.
Yep.
So she's heard you before.
Yeah.
No, she's very informative, very very smart lady. But she was in the system also. So she's got a different perspective.
Oh, yeah. Big
which
time.
Is great.
Well, she had different circumstances.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. And what she'll tell you will blow your mind what she went through. I don't know if she can get it all out in 2 hours. Because I asked her, I said, would you like to come on for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or do you think you can make an hour? She goes, you better make it 2 hours. I said, okay.
Yeah. And the overtime hour you're going to need, too.
Yeah, she's ready to roll, believe me.
Yes. But Dorothy is very informative. When she came on the Ron Rex show, she had her doctor with her.
Oh, really?
A doctor was on, too, yes.
Her doctor?
Yes.
What type of doctor? What's the matter with her?
Well, she had went through some things.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she has a very heart-wrenching story to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, she interviewed me as well whenever we were talking. She wanted to make sure she goes, there's gonna be, she let me know. First, she said, "Is this going to be open mic?" I said, "No." I said, "We can open a mic to anyone we want to, but we don't let them just chime in." She said, "Okay, that's good." In other words, she don't want nobody coming in and jumping on her and whatnot. But she's got her stuff together. She knows what she's doing. She's been in this so long now. She's played this game for so long that there's nothing that she can be tricked by. It don't sound like.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I wish it was a game, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Sad to say, this is what, you know, this lady has endured in her life, and it's really, really horrendous. I mean, it's, you know, that's why I said I don't know how far back she's going, so I'm not going to say anything. And
how do you know her, Antoinette? How did you get to know that lady?
We were doing a show on TIs, Targeted Individuals, and there was a lady that just had me just, you know, a whole lot of guests. And Darcy was one of them. And, you know, through Darcy and the other lady was how... Well, no, wait a minute, not through Dorothy. Through Dr. Carly, we were able to get Debbie Tararis. Well, Debbie Tararis called me to come on to the show. And she's from StopTheCrime.net.
Yep.
Another very interesting lady. And if you go to StopTheCrime.net, you know, she talks about the smart meters and everything. This is Golf Dogs, right?
Yep.
Oh, Golf Dogs, you would like her. Iggy, you would too. You will really like Debbie Tararis.
I just think I think she's going to be an interesting guest. I think it's going to blow a lot of people's minds when they hear what she's got to say, because it was blowing mine, and I was trying to have a casual chat with her, and she acted like she was on a radio show. She just took off. I had to call her. Hold it. Save that. You know.
Yeah.
And she's gonna be fun. She's gonna be definitely interesting. And it's not gonna be something. You're not gonna have a lot of people in there wanting to cut up. People are gonna be sitting back, you know, with their jaws dropped, and what they're gonna hear when this lady starts talking.
Golf. Do you see what happened 5 days ago? The articles that started coming out. You know, the government had a competition out for looking for a rifle to replace the M4, which is the short version of the M16.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the rifles that were going up against the M4, the rifles that were being submitted, were doing better than the M4. So what the government did was they figured they'd be slick. Somebody's got a connection somewhere. So what they did was they changed the ammunition and said, nope, now you have to use this ammunition. And it was special ammunition that was tailored for. It wasn't the SS-109 stuff for the full-size M16. It was a different round. Tailored for the M4. And the gun companies came back and said, this isn't fair, what you're doing. Anyways, they won. They beat the M4. It proved that there's a better rifle out there. So what did the government do? Look at the link I'm putting up. They ended the program. They said they ended the competition. They said, nope, we're going to end the competition. Okay, thank you very much. Everybody can go home now. And then a big contract was given to Colt for replacement barrels. There's money involved. Somebody in so when they say contracting, most of the time the government is its own best customer and biggest. I mean, it's a thief. It's the system is flawed. It is so flawed. It's so crooked. It's unbelievable.
Well, we've known that for years. You know, you watch what the government pays for. Let's just say like a roll of toilet paper versus what me and you pay. You know, they'll probably pay $5 for that roll. You know, I mean, it's and the money's going somewhere. You know, and this administration, it's not going to the military. You know, Obama's sending them funds elsewhere. God knows where, most likely to another country, to our enemy.
But I wonder who's making money on it. Somebody is. Somebody in the government probably said, wait a minute, if this thing beats the M4 in the competition and we end up doing a contract with this new rifle, then all of the stock that I bought in this company is, okay, end the competition right now.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, it's good. It should be an interesting show with her.
Pretty much how the government works, ain't it, Mike?
Yeah.
You've seen it firsthand.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah,
there's nothing fair about the working with the government, and everything they do is underhanded that I've seen.
No.
And not
they
to
hide
mention that, I mean, nothing they do, no, and nothing works. I mean, all these government agencies are corrupt, mm-hmm. are failing. I mean, look at the IRS right now. My God, what a joke. I mean, they need to be padlocked. Senator Ted Cruz said it today or yesterday. They need to just padlock the damn IRS and wipe it out because it's doing nothing, no good for this country. You know, they're outlawed. I mean, they're basically outlaws over there. They don't go by any rule of conduct. They do what they want. They feel like they're above everybody. You know, that's got to go. We've got to get rid of these criminal organizations within the government, which is criminal itself. You know, we're dealing with something really bad, guys. I see in this country there's going to have to be some kind of a major. I don't know if it'll ever take place, but we need a major overturn of what we have right now in place because we've got people living in Washington D.C. basically living on our dime. You know, and they want us to fund them at our own peril. You know, they don't care how we live. They want to make sure they live, you know, the high life. And they do. That's why.
Yeah, that's the way it's always been.
Yeah, I've always
been. I'm sure it's
going to
always be that way.
I'm a big proponent of term limits. And, you know, how can you get term limits when the people that vote on it are the ones that you're trying to, you know, change it on? You know, it's going to take an uprising because these people do not want to be kicked out of office. They don't want to lose their job. They want to be there. Look, like Harry Reid, my God, this guy's so corrupt. Nancy Pelosi, so corrupt. You know, these people are there, and they're lifers, you know, and they're living on us, and they become millionaires in that job.
Millionaires, but that's all of them. I mean, you know, that's why I said to me, you know, you say, you know, well, this is the worst of two evils. Why do I got to pick? Why do I need to pick evil? You know, I don't want evil.
No.
I don't want the less. No. I don't want the best of the two evils. I don't want evil.
Oh, can I make a comment here? Remember,
sure
gunslinger.
Oh. Yeah, I was getting ready to say gunslinger.
Remember, it's not. It's not the government structure that we have that is evil. The structure of government that we have is the best thing in history. It's probably the greatest form of government in probably since day one of this human existence, probably. Okay, it's the people, like Gulf is saying. It's the people in there. Yeah, it's the people that's in it. So when we say, you know, if there was a revolution in this country, we're not going to go up there and blow up D.C., for God's sake. Give me a break.
Lord, I hope not. No. I'm not going to blow up anything.
Yeah, but see, that's what most people think when they think of revolution. They think of bombs going off and, you know, total, well, like a war zone. We just want these people out of here.
We got to change the rules, Gunn. We got to change the rules by which they play with because they won't do it. We've got to find some systematical way to change the rules which they abide by because right now they're out of control. And they have been for
totally
quite some time.
Yeah, totally out of control. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I agree with what you just said. I don't know. I mean, guys, we're up against a brick wall right now. And I don't know what's going to happen. You see the tensions, you know, like in Ferguson, and we see it all over, and we see it in every state at a lesser extent, but that one got national notoriety. You know, it's something, I don't know, it's gotten bad, and I want to say this right now. I do not believe this is a black and white thing or a Mexican and white or Mexican and black. I don't see that. I see this as a government versus you, and how far can they push you? How far they can take you? You know, a false flag event, so to speak. Anybody got a comment on that?
Well, it is a false flag. I mean, they all got all kinds of false flags. You know, it's just this false flag, that false flag, here a flag, there a flag, everywhere a flag, you know? It's just that's the name of their game. That's their motive of operandi. They want to create these false flags. They want to keep chaos going, okay? They don't want peace in the world. They want turmoil. Constant turmoil. They don't want anything to settle down. This is why, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, the CIA is involved in this crap. And that they go around the world. They start these little brush fires, hoping that it will, you know, escalate into a major forest fire. You know, because clearly on the CIA's own website, they said that they're not supposed to operate on the soil of the United States. Well, gee whiz. Where else can they operate? Overseas?
Yep.
Of course. Anybody...
They've been doing that since the 50s, too. You know, the CIA, they are so anti-American, it's pathetic. They're doing everything they can to dream up, to put us in wars. You know, like right now, we're talking about this next war. Well, it's this government, you know, that's gonna take us there. Man, we don't want it. I don't want to go to war. I'm tired of seeing people get killed. I'm tired of seeing these young kids march off and not come back. I'm sick of seeing that. You know, but that's what the government wants. That's what the government wants to do. This is their plan. Go ahead.
Hell yeah, it's their plan from day one. They want to keep these conflicts going. They want to go over there and we created Al Qaeda and all this ISIS and all this garbage. Okay. We fund them. Anybody that don't, you know, that can't believe that, you need to go back to school. Because we fund these terrorists. We fund the terrorists, either directly or indirectly. And then look at what they do to us. I mean, we're paying for our fucking demise, for God's sake. Go ahead.
Well, it's like in Afghanistan, when Obama systematically pulled everybody out of Afghanistan. You know what he left behind? You know how many tanks, how much military equipment he left on the ground in perfect condition? They took. Now it's theirs. I mean, that right there is his one way he has basically enabled them. See what they're doing. If you watch the shows, the news shows, and you see these terrorists run into the streets, you know, they're not. Of course, you'll see the pickup trucks with about 10 guys on the back of the pickup truck. But if you watch the shows that show you the truth will show you they're also riding around in tanks and equipment you know it's not theirs and they didn't develop. They don't have the knowledge to do what they got. What they're riding around in, they do not have the technology over there. These people live in the Stone Age, and they're running around with high-tech equipment given to them by Obama.
Oh, absolutely. It's being funded by Obama. There's no doubt about that. See, that's what I've said. We're giving them all this hardware, okay, and you know they're going to do something with it, even if they're living in caves, okay? I'm sure they got all kinds of things stockpiled over there. There's no telling what they got. They may even got some nukes over there. You know, oh, well, you think they're going to go by the Geneva Convention and all that bullshit? No. Or the United Nations? No. I mean, those groups are worthless. They really are worthless. So when you have a group of people like that won't abide by the rules, and you know they've been fighting each other over there for God knows how long now, and nobody's won. You would think they would win eventually. Some one side, you would think that they would win. Okay, you got to have a winner and you got to have a loser in a war. But nobody's won. Nobody's lost. They just keep blowing each other up. Like a bunch of damn animals.
It's their way of life. It's their way of life. It's all they know how to do. It's kill.
Exactly.
That's all they know how to do is kill. I mean.
Then we go over there and fund them and keep the conflict going, because that's what the United States wants to do. We think we're, you know, Billy Badasses of the world, And we go out there. We got to have these conflicts going because that way they keep allocating money to the military. They keep sending troops over there. I don't care what kind of war it is or where it is. And then what does that do? It kills people on both sides. We lose good young Americans in the military, and they lose civilians over there. Huh. By the hundreds, sometimes even thousands, okay? There's no telling how many people this government, not the current administration, including their current administration, has killed over the decades. For what reason? Well, political gain, monetary gain, population control. Does that ring a bell? Go ahead.
Agenda 21, UN Agenda 21.
There you go. Yep. Agenda 21.
Population. Yep.
Population
the
control.
Genocide. Yep, they have to do the genocide.
And that's exactly what they want, okay? Remember, people that says that you're crazy, you're a fucking conspiracy theorist. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look around. Look around. Open your eyes. Pull your head out of your ass once in a while and smell the roses. Okay?
Yes, and don't forget the bioweapons that were created in 1946, I believe. That was just for certain groups of people, for certain races of people, to eliminate them.
Exactly.
You remember that?
They engineered these bioweapons things like AIDS. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is a man-made bug.
Yes,
now
it could have
existed in nature under something else, but when man gets a hold of it, they go in there and they tinker with the genetics of it. Remember Dolly the sheep, that clone sheep.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they clone a sheep? They had to go in there and tinker with the genes of a sheep, okay? So if they're capable of tinkering with the genes of a sheep, for God's sakes, a bacteria or a pathogen is a whole lot simpler, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a piece of cake. It'd be a walk in the park for them to genetically modify, you know, these types of bugs like AIDS, Ebola. There's another one, okay? And remember where they target these people. They target them in the most poorest countries in the entire world. Africa.
Of course.
Okay. So
but Africa is not poor. Africa's a rich nation. But look at their minerals, everything that they have. United States, the UN is greedy. They always want what's not there. But they have natural resources over there.
Oh, yeah, they
but
have natural
just
resources.
That is viable to the United States.
Yeah,
you know,
they have natural resources. They have diamonds. Where do you think most of your diamonds come from?
And
Africa,
gold and
okay.
everything else. Yeah.
Gold and everything else. But back in the days when they was starving these bioweapons, if you want to call them that way, I guess you could call them that way.
I'll put the link in there.
Yeah,
it was 1946.
Yeah, 14,
but I put a link in there for y'all on the bioweapons.
Yeah.
That it was race specified.
But you take people, we go over there, like, what is that big diamond, De Beers? That's a big diamond place, okay? So they go over there and they buy up all the diamond mines, okay? And then those people over there don't even know, you know, a hell of beans, okay, what a pot of beans is, much less anything else, because back in them days, you know, there was still cannibalism going on. I mean, my God, eating each other.
Cannibalism going on where?
Okay, that is true.
Wait a minute, hold it. Now, let's look at this.
I'm not saying
you know
in the,
how
in the
you've
main
always
city.
Seen. Wait a minute, hold it. You know how you always see pictures and the commercials of Africa where they're showing the little children with the pot bellies, you know, because they're starving. Now, if Africa was doing all this cannibalism, why is it children? They would ate
no,
the children.
No, I'm not saying the entire everybody over there is cannibals, but I'm talking about in the remote locations of Africa. You know, I've read someplace that they don't even know a group of scientists went over there one time, and they flew in a helicopter. And then people almost freaked out. They never seen a helicopter in their entire life. I mean,
but
real remote places. I mean, the real remote places.
That's not their way of life. And what were the scientists over there to do? They were over there giving them vaccinations to kill them. Now, I mean,
yeah,
so come
yeah.
on. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
oh, absolutely, absolutely. They was, but they target those types of people over there because they don't know anything else. They've been living in grass huts for, I guess, ever since they were created, or the world was created, or they were created, or whatever. Okay, and then you introduce something like AIDS or Ebola or something like that. Boom! It spreads like wildfire because they don't know what it is. Yeah.
Well, if you're giving it to them through vaccinations, what do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. And then we wave our hand and say, hey, we can help. Hell, we're the ones
well,
that give it to them.
Yeah, that's what the missionaries and stuff are over there for. I mean, look at
yeah.
what happened in Haiti when they had that earthquake or whatever it was. Who was the first ones over there? You know, children were disappearing.
Yeah.
Israel,
yeah.
actually. But children were disappearing and everything else. You know, so they're still,
yeah.
you know, they come to steal. So, you know, when it comes to what other countries are doing and the way how they live, that is those people's business.
Yeah.
I mean, if democracy was so great, you know, and I'm borrowing this from Dick Gregory, if democracy was so great, we wouldn't have to be running through the countries trying to kill them to give it to them. They'd be coming
That's
to
right.
us begging for it.
Yeah.
To help them to get
it.
They are not asking for it.
Yeah. See, that's what they don't understand is democracy is just another form of communism. Okay?
Yes.
That's basically what it is.
And those people are free. They're free. But,
yeah.
you know, see, the United States doesn't like to see people free. They want people in bondage.
Enslaved. They want them enslaved.
Yes. Well, the 14th Amendment made everybody a slave.
That's right.
So, you know, regardless of how those people are living, they living, they happy. You know, they know
exactly.
how to eat. They grow food and everything else. I mean, when Sister Agonia was on here, you know, she told you she lived in Africa for 4.5 years. You
yeah.
know, Chef Ross, who was here, he lived in Africa, I believe, for a while. I mean, you know, it's leave people alone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's
I mean, that's
things
why.
That I don't like the way how people live, but who am I to go in and make my ways your ways?
Yeah, I mean, that's like me coming over at your house and moving in saying, you're going to do what I say.
Yeah, and moving in without my permission.
Yeah, moving
you
in
know,
without
just
your permission.
You're going to take your guns and bust your way in my house and tell me you live here.
Yeah, I'm the king
now.
I'm the ruler. Yeah.
Yeah, and tell me to get out.
Yeah, it's going to be my way or the highway.
Yeah,
know?
But it's my house.
Yeah, but it's still your house, yeah. And that's what
yeah,
they've done.
But it's not my house because then you took it over, and then
yeah.
you'll tell me later, oh, no, this was never your house. This was mine.
Oh, you could still live here, but you're going to be
yeah,
my
Yeah, but you
got
to work for
yeah.
me to live here.
That's right. See, and that's exactly what this government has done to the American people. They have
yeah.
enslaved us, everybody. I don't care if you're white,
yeah.
black, pink, polka dotted. It doesn't matter today. They have enslaved
yeah.
everybody to the government with all their regulations, with all their you've got to have a driver's license. You've got to have a Social Security card. You've got to have 10 forms of ID. Okay? This is the way they enslave a country. And
yeah.
they know it because they've done it before, or they have learned from the past history of these kings and these tyrants, you know, Hitler, Mao, Stalin, and all these great and wonderful people, okay? They've learned them good, you know, and they're applying the same tactics in this country today, only they can't do it just boom. They can't come in there and take your gun away and say, you ain't having it. They just do it. It's called incrementalism. A little bit at a time. A little pinch here, a little pinch there, just like the old saying when you want to cook a frog. How do you cook a frog? You put him in a pot of water, and you slowly turn the heat up. For a while, he's in, you know, in joy land. I mean, hell, it's a great sauna, isn't it? But suddenly, his goose is cooked. And this is what the American people's going to find out, unfortunately, the hard way. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, well, they've seen that it was done here before. You know what I mean? Always keep in mind, this was not. You know, America did not belong to the people that are here now that have taken over. But they came here and they took it. I mean, so, you know, I mean, they're doing what they're used to doing. You know,
I think the ultimate goal of what the what this government and this administration is basically pushing it forward, and not just this administration, Bush, Clinton, go on back. They've all been working toward this. But the ultimate goal here is they want to turn over everything, the control of this government, to the United Nations. That's why the United Nations, their boots are on the ground in this country, all over the place. You don't hear that on the media. They don't talk about
it. But they are. They're
here, and it's all hush-hush. But you can see them. Mm-hmm. If you just happen to be out there and you see a railroad car roll by and it's loaded with nothing but United Nations vehicles with their logo on there, well, what does that mean? I mean, people, wake up. I've seen stories, you know, in the Atlanta area with trainloads of United Nations military-type equipment being transported to God knows where, but, you know, it's headed somewhere in this country. You know, I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, when I say Obama's ultimate goal, well, yes, it is, but it's also the government's ultimate goal. They want to turn over control of this country. You hear stories every day about, like, the Internet. They want to give over the Internet to the United Nations, you know, let them control it. They want, and I think that's what Obama wants to do. And Obama's plan, I think, in the end, is because, you know, whenever he's out of office, I think he wants to become some big part of the United Nations. He already is, but I think he wants to become prominent in that part, in that organization. So it gets a little tinfoil hatty there. People think, oh, God, Mo, you're way out there. No, I mean, think about it. It's all leading that way, you know. It's leading that direction.
No, I mean, that's what I said. I mean, I don't think anybody got to do is just look at Agenda 21. You know, look at the UN Agenda 21 and read it. And then, even though people say that, oh, that's not true, this isn't true, but the protocol of Zion. You know, you read that,
it's just like a lot of people. They can't seem to realize that this government is capable of doing these things. You're already being spied on. It's called a smart meter. I think you mentioned something about that earlier. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is a wiretapping device. Okay.
Yeah. Knows everything you're doing your life.
Knows everything, what all you're doing in your kitchen, when your wife's using her vibrator, when she's doing her hair, a hair dryer, whatever. Washing machine, electric hot water heater, your refrigerator, your range, your computers when they go on and off, your lights, everything.
Yeah.
Okay, and that thing keeps a record of it. But people just cannot get it through their thick heads that, hey, they wouldn't do that. I mean, as our friendly, loving government, you've got to be kidding me, right? Well, go out there and look at your meter.
Iggy's mom just put in, they admitted last week they are spying through the smart meters.
Yeah, there
and
we go. See?
So I also want y'all to know, it's not just the smart meters, it's the smart phone, it's the smart TVs, some flat screen TVs that everybody just loves that I don't own because I never wanted them. Never, you know, too flimsy.
People can't seem to realize that this high tech technology that we live in today. And I do. I've got a degree in electronics. I got a 2-year degree in electronics, even back in the 84, 85, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even then, I seen it with my own two eyes, the potential of what electronics would turn into one day. And guess what?
Yeah.
I'm standing right here. I've got a desk PC. I've got a cell phone that I could call anywhere in the freaking world. I could probably call the Mars if I had, you know, internet or a cell phone connection, you know, the towers.
Or if you knew the number to get the number to Mars.
Yeah. So it's just the world, the electronic world has got everybody connected, especially with the Internet now. You got Internet on your phone, smartphone, Android, the PC.
And it's all a tracking device. That's
the
reason
why
you have the GPS for your cars and everything so that they can track you.
You know what a lot of people to death? When you tell them about your big screen TV, you just bought that brand new one you got for Christmas or whenever you got it. Them big screen TVs actually have the new ones, the new technology, actually have in somewhere in that little plastic, that black plastic, is a camera looking at you. They can actually watch what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? I submit to you that you know how they're pushing now for the everyone to have a home security system. Now, thank God I had mine years ago, but, you know, I've had mine for 7 years. But I'm telling you now, you can look on the internet and see who's coming in and out of your house. Who else is watching who's in and out of your house?
Oh, yeah. They can be intercepted. They can be intercepted, and other people can see it as well.
But who's really watching you? You know, who really knows that you have it and is watching? You know, so they're watching even when you go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that is transmitted through the air can be picked up. Okay? Yeah. I don't care what
and
it is.
And that's the way
it's
how
yours.
It is. You notice that's what they're doing with everything now? You know,
it's
as
wireless.
Far as entertainment, it's transmitted
wireless.
Through the air.
It's wireless,
yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then
but
you wonder
what's
want. Wrong with the children. You know, it's all of this stuff that is floating around in the air. But
see, when they went from analog, which was you could still intercept the signals, of course, but when they went to digital, it made their job a whole lot easier. And I'll tell you why. Because if you look at an analog signal, like a TV signal or any radio signal, because those used to be analogs. Okay,
mm-hmm.
If you look at it on a graph, it'll be a squiggly line. I mean, it'll go all over the graph paper, okay? But a digital signal is clean. It consists of one and zero. That's it. So how easy is it to hack into one or zero compared to a squiggly line that's all over the page?
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. Very, very easy. No, very easy.
Yes,
yeah, the technology, we've said this numerous times on other shows, the technology that we see right now, what we're looking at is about 40 to 50 years
mm-hmm.
behind what the government
yeah.
has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're
way ahead
stuff.
Of us.
Yeah,
yep.
We're getting the old leftover stuff. You know, now they're ready for us to have it. But unfortunately, we are down to 12 minutes. And you know how BTR does it. So.
Not BTR.
Yes, Ron. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Look at that. That's the gangster guy. The gangster's his show. He's awful quiet.
I was working on something else for a moment, so I couldn't get with too much tonight. At the end of the show, on overtime. Well, what did you guys say about government? What the hell is that?
Ron, I hope you're doing better, buddy. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, how are you
feeling? I feel absolutely better, much better. I feel like a turbocharged engine. We don't have a government here, guys. That don't exist. We have a corporation that runs this.
That's
ran
a
by
fact.
A corporation. We're not ran by a government at all. So that's my I to put that in there. Or you know, time's over, BTR killed it. But that's what I believe, and that's what it is. Plain and simple.
That's what it is.
I need to take a look at it. That's right.
Yeah.
Corporation.
No, that's a fact.
Wow. We're ran by McDonald's. Think about it. We're ran by Walmart.
Well, you figure even they have a purpose for why they're here.
Hey, if they can run Walmart better than they can, you know, and they run that good, I would hire the main guy out of Walmart to be the president. If you want to store that good, well, they're getting their criminals too. What am I saying? Fuck, I did that. So I'll take that back. okay. I don't know. But it's a corporation. You need to know how to play the corporate rules. There's tricks to it. Yeah, thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight. Good show. Odd show. Odd to get better, I guess. Not really.
Yeah.
It's kind of this is kind of a mellow show tonight. There, I mean, it's kind of laid back.
Well, we did have
yeah,
Jew come in, but I thought Jew was great. That was who came in, wasn't it?
I don't know. Came in for a quick minute.
Was it no after Beasley? I thought it sounded like Jew, but then I got knocked off by accident. Remember?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
When
know
he came
it.
In, it sounded like what's his name when he went hello Clarice. Remember when the guy came in and went, hello, Antoinette. And I went, oh, here we go. And then my phone went dead.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh.
No, I think that was Brother K.
earlier.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you got Ralph.
I love Brother Tech.
Yeah, he's cool.
Absolutely.
All right,
guys.
Well,
I'm
going to
say
good
night. You have a great one.
Yeah, us too. Myself too. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna beat it. It was a long day. But guys, thanks for a great show again tonight.
Same time, same channel. Thank you all for coming.
All right, we'll talk to you later on.
Enjoyed
you
all.
All
right. Have a good day tomorrow.
Have a good night. Bye bye.
Okay.
Have a good night, y'all.
Well, Aunt, we seem to blow out of
conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Can I get with 2.3 trillion? When does a citizen become a civilian? When did the heroes morph into the villains? How can two planes powderize three buildings? These are questions that could get you murked. Politically, socially, physically put into the dirt. Many swear that there's some kind of conflict of interest within. The conflict depends upon what you're interested in. You can chant 9/11 was an inside job all day until you say the Mossad. And pay closer attention to Flight 175 and the odd cylindrical pod beneath the fuselage. Then it's 2 plus 2 level addition after you factor in the flight termination system. And flashback to the cash that good rabbi stole. September 10th style, right down the rabbit hole. You can get unlimited corporate news. You can have any mercenaries you choose. What can I get with 2.3 trillion? You can steal a couple million souls. They hit the Pentagon. It was not an act of randomness. It murdered accountants, bookkeepers, and budget analysts. That side of the building was retrofitted prior to this to withstand bomb blasts and nicknamed the catcher's mitt. If that don't give you some kind of clue why they blew the mortar, you should probably take some medication for your new disorder. If buildings are burning, don't ever trust a news reporter with 267 stories of gruesome slaughter. They'll never mention Dubs, Zakim, and Trillion stolen, much less missile-equipped Boeings even remote controlling. With System Planning Corporation International, the folks to see if you got some buildings you'd like to crash into. But that's impossible without the proper capital. That's why I'm asking you what you would do with unimaginable wealth. So much money you can't delve in it. Enough to buy 5 presidents and 12 senates. What can I get with 2.3? You can get unlimited corporate news. What can I get with 2.3? You can have any mercenaries you choose. What can I get with 2.3? You can steal a couple million souls.
We are changed. I love the truth now.